B-Pod Studios.
We got a special feature that we're going to be introducing on the show. This hopefully will become a regular. It's called That's Entertainment. And the host of That's Entertainment, and we're glad to have him back on the show, is the entertainment reporter for the Boston Times-Ledger, Mr. Hal Boddicker. Hi, Hal.
Hi, how are you?
Doing very good. Thanks for coming back on the show.
Pleased to be here. And for all your entertainment news, we have you covered from Beantown to Beverly Hills.
Unbelievable.
And even Bonita
Springs. You, of course,
trying to localize it.
You, of course, been covering the entertainment beat for a lot of years with the Boston Times Ledger, haven't you?
A little better than 20 years.
20 years doing it. And one of the most respected men in the entertainment business.
If you say so.
It's a pleasure to have you on.
It's a pleasure to be here.
You know, the summer blockbusters already starting to come out. What do you see as some of the movies to watch out for? Some of the ones that are going to be sure winners.
Well, we've already seen a couple of them. There is one that's on looming very large on the horizon, which incidentally also has to do with the plot of the movie. This seems to be the movie of the big budget disaster film making a big comeback.
Yeah.
And the one that we're looking for, according to schedule, and this hasn't been widely reported on, this is a bit of a scoop on my part, it's running a little bit behind schedule. They're feverishly doing the final edits on it to try to get it out because there is another studio with a similar picture.
What are you talking about?
They got a race going
what?
On. It's a film called Deep Impact, and it revolves around an earth-shattering event. I guess some sort of an asteroid or what have you is going to impact the Earth.
Right.
It is really a film that is depending on star power. They have Morgan Freeman, who is playing the president at this point, in a supporting role, which a lot of people were surprised that an actor of this stature would go in at a supporting role, especially since he just come off a very highly acclaimed movie of his own. I'm talking about Robert De Niro, who is actually going to play the wily Marine captain who is actually the one that sets up the giant cannon to try and divert this asteroid, and his lieutenant is played by Bruce Willis. And they play sort of fast and loose with the actualities.
Sure.
I talked to some people at NASA and in the military, and they say that this scenario is highly unlikely, yet they're universal in their praise for De Niro in his role. They feel that he represents the services well.
Yeah.
And, of course, shocking that De Niro would do a big-budget film like this so quickly after his critically acclaimed work in The Epistle.
I couldn't agree with you more, Hal.
That's probably going to be the big hit of the summer. Another movie that's surprising people somewhat.
Yeah.
And I don't know that it really should be surprising. I'm talking about Bullworth, the Warren Beatty film.
Mm-hmm. Sure. A very, very highly acclaimed movie.
It sure is.
Did you give it a thumbs up, Hal?
No. As a matter of fact, I hated the picture, but I've been known to agree to disagree with the movie going public. You know, over the years. The interesting thing about this movie is it's almost a political valentine to the far right of the political spectrum. Of course, Warren Beatty's been involved in far right and religious right causes for many years, and many people see this as an unabashed valentine to the Ralph Reeds and people of that stature.
Hal,
I think the most captivating thing about the film is not so much Warren Beatty. That's a given. That's your star power and that's your drawing card.
Yeah.
The thing that really makes this movie tick, again, I didn't like the film, but I did like this. His co-star in this is played by a striking young black woman who is really going places in the business. Her name is Jada Pinkett. She's a newcomer, and she absolutely steals the show. A beautiful woman.
Sure Jada Pinkett's in that movie?
Yeah, she's the black girl that plays his love interest.
I think it's Holly Berry that's in that movie.
I'm sorry. Vanessa Williams.
All right.
Is who it is. that Jada Pinkett's in another movie.
Right.
I believe she's in Independence Day. But nevertheless, a striking woman, and that's, that's what really makes this movie go. But in my opinion, Warren Beatty would do well to call up his sister Shirley Jones and sing some Partridge Family songs.
I see,
because this movie is going nowhere. But the critics seem to like it, which is box office poison.
You know, there's a lot of these disaster films floating out there. Your Deep Impact, your Armageddon, and also with much hype, Godzilla. Have you had an opportunity to watch Godzilla?
No, I think we alluded to it in our last conversation. Very rarely will I actually watch a film. I try to maintain my objectivity. But
certainly.
Godzilla, you have to scratch your head at some of the casting moves. It seemed just perfectly boneheaded. If you're going to put $300 million into a motion picture,
yeah,
that you'd want to have an established star to head up the cast. And what they've done here, to me, is a real reach in casting this the kid from Ferris Bueller in this. I would hardly be ready to write off the career of this young man. I believe his name's Corbin Nemec. But to put a kid from a TV show that failed almost a decade ago into the lead on a big budget disaster movie, right, to me that's asking for box office disaster.
Yeah. All right. Also, being that you're an entertainment reporter up there for the Boston Times Ledger, family.
You did mention one other picture there that I wanted to kind of touch on.
Yeah.
And that's Armageddon.
Yeah.
Now that one's already been out for a couple of months and has done fairly respectable box office.
Right.
But I found that their treatment there and the thinly veiled character of who's supposed to be Benjamin Netanyahu, who is played by Eli Wallach, and the fact that this Armageddon takes place in the land of the Bible in Israel, and they bring in all the cliches and the crazy dictator, and then Harrison Ford getting involved. It does not make any sense to me. But again, the public's appetite for special effects is just inexhaustible. It's already done some good box office.
Wouldn't hurt, Hal, maybe to see a movie and know which ones are out.
A lot of people have tried to push that on me, but 20 years in the business tells me I'm better off to keep my objectivity.
The Sinatra front, his death a week and a half ago, the family squabbling between wife Barbara, the kids Nancy, Tina, and Frank Jr. Is there going to be a nasty fight here?
Well, I'm an entertainment reporter. I'm not particularly a gossip reporter. I did talk to Jim Nabors, who was at Frank's bedside, and said that he seemed to be at peace.
Good. That's good to know.
They were very dear friends, and of course, starred together in many motion pictures. And
they did?
Had sung together when they had that, what did they call that tour? The big hoo-ha.
What tour with Jim Nabors?
The big tour, the one where he... It was where he and Joey Bishop and Jim Nabors were out with Judy Garland.
No, you're thinking of the Rat Pack tour, and Jim Nabors wasn't even involved with it.
No. This was just a couple of years ago. The main event or something like that, where they'd gone around the country. It was a big tour.
Okay. Let's talk TV, Hal. Of course, the big news coming from NBC is that Frasier is going to get the coveted Seinfeld slot at 9 o'clock on Thursdays next season.
That is the big news from BlackRock. And Les Moonves is really a genius in moving this right along to that schedule. I had heard that the nanny was going to get the slot.
The different network.
The Fran Dreesen vehicle, that was going to get the slot. But evidently that's not the case.
Uh-huh. Yeah. do you know that the nanny is on CBS while Frasier is on NBC?
What did I say?
And that's Fran Drescher.
What did I say exactly then?
That's
what I said.
Fran Dreesen.
No, that's what I said. Dreesen.
What do you think on the talk show circuit in television, Rosie O'Donnell's syndicated show losing its audience quite rapidly?
Yeah, and who would have thought that at this late juncture that Geraldo would be making the comeback that he is? A lot of people feel that he's sold out as far as his journalistic integrity and going for the shock value, but who can argue with success?
CBS going to hang on to a Brian Gumbel show, Public Eye?
Well, my sources at 30 Rock tell me that Gumbel is actually going to... he's going to be moving to, what was it?
What's your people at 30 Rock telling you that? That's NBC.
Who is the one that got the football?
Huh?
Who is it? Which network got the football?
CBS.
Right. Brian Gumbel's going to be actually hosting the pregame show.
No, his brother's going to host that. Greg Gumbel, not Brian. Brian has gone to the news side, has the thing Public Eye. Have you ever seen Public Eye?
No, neither has anyone else.
Yeah, you're right there. Any news to report about the new television season coming up in the fall? I know Fox Gambling moving that hit cartoon King of the Hill to Tuesday nights.
Yeah, you're talking about The Simpsons?
No, King of the Hill. Have you ever seen it?
I've heard good things about it, and I guess it's going to, it's moving to Wednesdays.
Tuesdays.
Right. And that, evidently a good show, what is it from? It's from the guy that actually got his start on MTV with the Pinky and the Brain show.
Who's that?
Judge Reinhold.
And man, I'll tell you, no, don't ever let it be said. 20 years in the business, Hal Boddicker, you're still the best.
I appreciate you. Appreciate the kind words.
Hal Boddicker from the Boston Times Ledger. He's their entertainment reporter, and that's entertainment for today. Hal, we'll talk to you again real soon.
One thing that I want to leave you with.
What's that?
You won't want to miss the nanny tonight with Fran Drescher.
Drescher.
Evidently, it's the wedding episode where she finally marries that Maxwell Caulfield. You remember him from Grease 2. They're betting big dollars on that.
Right. What are you going to do tonight? Are you going to watch TV?
No.
What do you do for a night out?
Go to clubs.
Kind of clubs? Entertainment clubs?
Yeah. Dancing clubs.
Yeah. But, you know, shouldn't you maybe catch a movie or watch a TV show?
I've told you, that's sort of what makes me unique in this business, is that I don't actually view any of the shows or movies that I review.
I see. Hal Boddicker, once again, thanks for coming on and spending some time with us with That's Entertainment.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on now. Listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now for Naples, radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. So damn good, it makes the Pope want to sin. The fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. All afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up.
way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. On all afternoon.
Most heard of, unlistened to show in Southwest Florida.
Who are these f***ing guys?
Stan and Haney.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
96 K-Rock.
After all these years, I still got your number.
You still do. And there's still
that's a live nerve. Sure I can't is. Believe it.
Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney, Friday edition.
It cannot be repeated, but I just got Stan, and when I know I've got him, it's because there's a beat pause before he realizes what I just said.
Here I am. I'm going to explain myself.
Hey, wait a second.
And I'm like, what the F did he just say? Hi, everybody. So many things I want to talk about this first break, but the first thing I want to talk about, yes, we will update you on Bonehead Dave. Will he be here today? Will he not be? Well, right now he's not, but I'll get into that in a
second.
Well,
let's do it like election night 2016. In percentages, how likely is it that Dave will show up today?
30. Now, I'll get to, there's three things I got to get to in this break. First of all, Haney has been talking about this for months now, and he keeps saying he wanted to
bring it. It's my drink of the summer. The ladies like that alcoholic water. I think this is it.
Now, you've been raving about Canada Dry ginger ale and orangeade. You say it's the best drink out there.
It's spectacular, especially for summer.
And you brought me in a can of it because you're insisting you got to try this, Stan.
And I know you. You never will unless I force feed you.
Hats off to you. I don't think this thing is ice cold.
Well, I took precautions to transport it here.
Really?
And tell me that's not summer. You taste that, and you tell me if you taste summer.
I'm going to tell you right now, I haven't tried it yet, so here we go. This is the first time I'm trying. And they have other ones, but you like this one the best.
This one's the king.
Okay.
How refreshing is that?
That's really good. That's really good.
That's a home run.
It's called a thirst quencher. That is really tasty. Canada Dry ginger ale and orangeade.
Sorry, though. You won't be getting any. Stores will be sold out because the last time I opened my mouth, I couldn't even find any.
That is very tasty.
You thought I was exaggerating, didn't you?
Well, I know. You know some of the things you get on these kicks. But that's good. I'm going to keep that right there. I'm going to have that.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Would you have ever tried it on your own?
Probably not. But I'm glad I'm trying it. If I see it, I might get some.
Oh, you probably won't.
Let me talk about whatever.
They have the same thing, and they have it in lemonade. and a couple other flavors, but that's it. That's
Let
a good
me tell
one.
You what our buddy Aaron Walker from Naples Nissan did for me today. And then I'll get into it because the Dave is far more complicated.
You know, I'm a little jealous.
What?
You seem to be Aaron Walker's favorite.
Yeah, I think so. I think he and I are copacetic. We get along.
I think you just pulled the wool over his
eyes. What are you talking about, pulled the wool over his eyes?
I'm not saying anything more.
He would have done the same for you, but you got a smoke. can't smoke.
Oh, that's right. You're a non-smoker.
I'm not a non-smoker. I don't smoke in the car.
Oh, okay.
Don't even play that game with me. You get out of here right now. Sit in the corner. You're sitting in the corner. Sit. He doesn't really want to do that with you. Sit in the corner. Sit in the corner. I'm not ready for you
yet. Is your leg all right?
Of course it is. He's fine.
Oh, shut up.
Get out of this room.
Yeah, he's the only one that's fine.
Yep.
All right, I won't do it.
Is he?
I won't. You continue with what you're saying. Go ahead. I won't do it again.
So,
all I was going to say is, you know.
What?
You said it's because
you got to say it.
You said it. No, I can't.
Go ahead.
No, just that. What? That's what we were talking about.
What?
Off the air, where I said that's a live nerve. Stan says, yeah, maybe I am Aaron Walker's favorite, but you know what? I tell him I won't smoke in the car.
No, I tell him that Haney smokes, and I asked you.
I said, yeah, well, at least I'm honest.
But I am too. Oh. I'm not going to fall into your traps.
Are you a non-smoker?
No, I'm not a non-smoker.
Okay, well, fine.
But I don't even smoke in my car. All right, here we go.
So, and I was kind enough not to smoke in your car.
Yes, and I thanked you for that.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Well, I didn't hear it. You're welcome.
Jeez. You started. Look at this. I'm already getting worked up, and it's not.
That's all right. You do it to me, too.
Oh.
How's that? How's that taste?
That's the belch of relief. And, of course, it's...
That's the belch of summer is what it is.
Yeah, it sure is. And I can tell you for sure, it comes back on you.
And can you see how that could be like an Uber mixer?
It's great. I'm going to have more of it, and I'll belch some more.
You want it cold, though.
It's ice cold. Thank you. So we had been for over a year talking about Aaron Walker, Naples Nissan.
And how he's the man.
And he's the man. Well, and he's the man for everybody that wants to go down and see him at Pine Ridge Road, because I have a Nissan and I get my oil changed down at Naples Nissan.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're maybe even in the market for a car, they have a rental car area where you can drive the latest Nissans and try them out. Rent a new Nissan for the weekend if you're going somewhere.
Pretend to be something you're not.
Yes, which I'm going to be doing this week. So I called him last week. I said, can I get an oil change down at Naples Nissan? He said, absolutely. He said, how does Friday sound? I said, Friday's great. So I'm coming into work today, and he texts me. He says, I'm going to have my guy there at 11:45 to pick up your vehicle for the oil change. And he's usually great about it, picks it up. By the time the show's done, car's back. And so I get the page on the intercom. You've got to see this. I get the page on the intercom. Come on up. So-and-so's here from Naples Nissan to pick up your car for your oil change. So I walk up there, and gentleman's there, and he said, here, just sign this, give me your key, and here's a little card in an envelope that Aaron wanted you to have. I'll see you. Hey, out the door he goes. And so I open up the card and look at the card. He said, Stan, taking your car for an oil change. He said, pick it up whenever you want. You know, in the meantime, I've left you something in the driveway.
Pick it up whenever you want.
Yep. I've left you something in the driveway. And I got the key, and hit the button on the key, and sitting...
So you played like automotive roulette
see
what beeps.
It, I said, where is it? Because this guy hit it behind one of the vans.
And so you hit the key fob and follow the horn.
Yep. To a brand new 2019 370Z.
That is a bad idea, Aaron Walker.
Convertible.
That is a terrible idea, Aaron Walker. You should have never done that.
Why are you telling him that's a terrible idea? That's awesome. I've been taking people for drives around. Everybody wants to go and try and drive.
Oh, of course. Like I said, at least I'm honest.
I don't smoke in the car. I got to take you out to see this thing. I got to park right over there. People have been coming up to me since I had the car out here, and they're going around saying, can I go for a drive? I had a salesman. I had the operations manager, and then I had
Stan,
the promotions girl. They all want to go
Stan,
for a drive.
Excuse me, but this is a place of business, and these are business hours.
Yeah, they did it on their lunch. Most of them. But some of them. Well, I think it was their lunch. And...
You know, that's really not going to endear you to your producer.
Why? Oh, because he's got 8 cars and only one works.
Yeah, and his girl drives that one.
I know.
And then here's Stan having a 370Z dropped off for no reason. No effing reason. Other than he somehow convinced somebody he don't smoke in the car.
I don't.
Good on you.
I don't smoke in the... So,
You know, that's a smoker's favorite place.
What, the car?
Yeah, you get in there... Hit the key, get your motor running.
I don't like doing that. How many cars have I had where the only person who smokes in it is you?
What you do is you wait until I go on a road trip to admit you smoke in the car.
No.
And then you blame it on me.
Oh, that
because
is such
after,
a load of crap.
Because you'll say, after a weekend of Haney, what does it matter
yeah,
anymore?
Yeah, well, after that, the car is so permeated. I go and try to get the thing shampooed.
You know what? I apologize. Should I have offered to take a long trip with you? Is that why you're not smoking in your car?
No.
Because I haven't christened it for you yet?
You ain't christening this one.
I'll do it for you.
I don't want you to.
Like I said, it's what I get for being honest.
But you can go down to Naples Nissan and rent yourself a car down there. Sign the pay. It's just like going to any car rental place. And if you're thinking about buying a car, you get one to take it for the weekend.
You got a sweet one.
This is so effing nice. This thing is unbelievable.
I don't like getting jealous.
I got to show it to you.
Yeah, but that's to make me jealous.
I'll let you sit in it if you promise you're not going to smoke in it.
I'll be smoking.
Well, then you're not sitting in it.
Nope. Won't be sitting in it because I'm honest about it.
All for Pete's sake.
We wrote the book on funny. But unfortunately, it's long out of print. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney.
He's a good boy.
Yeah. Now, a guy who called in sick to his job all this week. There were side bets going around.
But that's your fault, dude, because he came to you to fix his ankle and you didn't do it right.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, your mic's not even on because you don't deserve it. You don't deserve it on.
Well, it's going to have to be on at some point regarding the Moonberries.
Yes. What? Stop talking. You don't even have headphones on. Yeah, man. I could say some stuff right now. You know what? You ought to thank me.
No.
You know why you ought to thank me? Because I only took a few of the hate emails that I got today to read about you. I didn't give
Great.
Even. I felt bad for you.
Great.
Why do people hate him?
They just do.
Because
they just do.
You don't show up to work for and you know what he's doing? He shows up today because the side bets were going on. He won't pass up mic time.
All BS.
And so what he's doing is running around like a maniac,
BS.
Trying to make up for his work that he missed all week.
Now that's not true.
Dude,
you said you already did that work.
I've got the work done, man. It is done.
Yeah.
I thought you said. No, you told me when I talked to you last night that you already did it.
Dude, everything's done. I had two.
He's not answering
you
straight.
But when did you do it?
What day was I here? Tuesday, right?
Yep, you called in sick, according to Morgan.
So Wednesday, Thursday, I wasn't here.
He called in sick, but he was here Tuesday.
Yeah, to be on the air.
Oh, good God,
I talked to your supervisor, and you know what? You're riding a thin line.
He's a good boy.
Now, I will say this. I will say this. Oh. You were going to find out, because he took great offense, and I agreed with Matt Mangus on this, that Dave's competitive days are well past.
That's not true. He just needed to rest, man.
Okay.
And when his problems really started is when he drank his own vomit.
Okay. Well, we're going to change it.
No, it didn't.
You're going to have an opportunity today to redeem yourself.
Yeah, why?
And it's harmless.
Just, yeah. It, don't tell me that acidic or you don't
what
like the taste.
What are you talking about? I don't look, not harmless?
We've already talked about it.
Yeah. You're going to be eating two boxes
moonberry.
Of moonberry.
Two boxes
of moonberry
Twinkies. How many
Twinkies?
In a box?
Ten.
So you're going to eat 20 moonberry
20
Twinkies.
There you go. Oh, bro.
That's what
harmless.
Harmless. You're going to eat. Now, you're not going to eat them yet, but you're going to eat them starting at a little after 3.
How long does he have?
You have until Haney does headlines.
Oh, that's plenty of time.
Yeah, see,
no
of
problem,
cake.
Man.
Isn't
that shouldn't scare you. We're trying to ease you back into it.
Yeah,
so
you.
You're going to eat 20 inside an hour.
Now, they haven't been messed with or anything. They're in the package. They're just Twinkies.
I want to thank The Guardian. He found him in Lehigh Acres at the Walmart.
Yeah, he was seemed very concerned that the only place you could get him was at the Lehigh Walmart.
He said you said that.
No.
And I explained to him, it's a Walmart exclusive. And he said, well, I'm going to go swing by. And he brought two boxes in. And your job
right.
is to...
Wolf them down.
You'll have from just when we come back on after the 3 o'clock hour until Haney does headlines, all 20 have to be gone.
So,
if you eat them all, you can get your allowance from Haney today. If
shut
not,
up.
You're going home.
Dave. So, let's be clear.
That's a lot of Twinkies.
Have you retired from competitive consumption? Or were you just taking a break?
Taking a break. I was taking a break. You know, in fact, I watched a little bit of Joey Chestnut to kind of get myself pumped up. And that guy.
He's a machine.
That guy is one hell of a competitive
Tony eater. Just texted, get ready, Dave, you're going to poop blue.
Yeah, and Dave would be the first one to tell you that. You know, they show Joey Chestnut up on the stage with all the cheers and adulation.
Yeah.
They don't show him the next day sitting on the toilet.
No, they don't show that.
And, the things and, that you've gone yeah. through the
oh,
day after.
Oh, weekends.
Yeah, but we don't know about that either because he calls in sick.
Oh, yeah?
I've
told you about
bag,
sticking popsicles in my butt.
Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. Now respect the sponsor, damn it.
So is your leg all better now?
Of course it is. There was never anything wrong with it to begin with.
You saw there was something wrong with it.
I examined it. I put medicine on it. Nothing wrong. Got scratched by a branch sleeping in the woods. Let's get out to things here. And I want you to respect the sponsor. The Haunted Mansion at Disneyland
mm-hmm.
is having its 50th
yeah,
anniversary.
Yeah, that's been around forever.
50 years.
Was that like that had to be like an original part of the park?
No, it wasn't, because they opened up in what, in 55? And so 50 years ago...
Disneyland. I was thinking Disney World.
No, this is Disneyland.
I'm sure it was original for Disney World.
Oh, yeah. Beginning today, Disneyland will feature spooky treats like wedding churros, cupcakes with hitchhiking ghosts on them.
What's a wedding churro?
I don't know. But I do know this.
The crypt doors creak and the tombstones quake.
Love that guy.
Happy haunts materialize.
Thurl Ravenscroft.
Come out to socialize. Now don't close your eyes and don't try to hide.
That's a wedding churro.
What's that got to do with a haunted house?
It's California.
Oh. Yeah, there you go. Thanks, I can move on now. I got an answer. Something that makes no sense, but I get an answer like, it's California, I can move on.
Creepy creeps with eerie eyes.
This guy, for those of you that don't know, the original Tony the Tiger.
When you hear the knell of a requiem bell,
he's the one that came up with their great.
Yeah. I had the Haunted Mansion LP when I was a kid.
It had everything on there.
Yep.
All right, take a listen to this. This is people that try to get out of the fact that they're incapacitated.
Get out of the fact that they're incapacitated.
Yeah,
they're
trying to back out of it. Everything's fine. A suspected drunk driver
found blocking a drive-through tried to get out of trouble by pretending she wasn't even driving the vehicle.
Well,
here she is.
I've seen the whole thing.
Trying to convince the police officer.
We were called here because there's an issue going on with you. I don't know, not moving your vehicle out of the drive-thru.
I wasn't driving. So I was just ordering food.
How did the vehicle get here?
I don't know. I just ordered some food.
We've been lately having animal sounds. A lot of dogs, too. Dogs are very expressive creatures.
What was that that one we had? It was a hairless midget cat.
Yeah.
That'll live forever.
Do we have a little sample
Did you hear that, Dave?
The hairless dwarf. There it is.
Full.
Oh, God.
Yeah, full version, please.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Yeah, one more time for the folks back home.
Oh, God.
That's the weekend, folks. Wrap.
This time, a Siberian husky gets mad at its owner when it does not want to go for a walk.
But they always want to go for a walk.
Not this.
Who wants to go? Who's a good boy? Who wants to go for a walk?
Not this Siberian husky. It was time for its morning walk, and the dog said, "Don't want to go," and he let the owner know it.
Come on, get out of the bathtub. Come on, let's go for a walk. Come on. Not turning on the water. Come on. Come on.
He wants to take a bath instead of go for a walk.
Come on.
Now, what is she, stupid? How much clearer can the dog make it?
Get out of the bathtub. Come on.
Idiot woman. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. If she didn't supply me food, I'd just...
Okay. I like the idea of this strip club owner a lot. There's a strip club in a neighborhood.
That's not a good mix.
No, it's not. And they don't like it there to begin with. It's in Nebraska, and it's in a neighborhood. And with school getting back into session, the strip club put up a temporary banner sign on the side of its building facing the street where all the kids are and the families live, encouraging stay-at-home moms to do a little something in the afternoon. Why don't you try dancing? Here's the sign. bring up that sign. And it's a temporary one. And
that's
it's got
just good marketing, yeah.
And it's got the whole neighbor. Said, stay-at-home moms earn extra cash.
I don't think it should be on the main street like this.
My son has seen the sign, and he has asked mom, why would moms go be naked? Like, why do they want naked moms? And the fact that it has fully nude girls, stay-at-home moms, my son can read that.
Well, you know how you get that funny feeling in your tummy, Jimmy?
They got a preschool right here for little kids. I don't think they should have to see that.
Oh, come on.
You know, small businesses, we support them a lot, but businesses like that shouldn't be in a neighborhood like this.
You know what? Why not salute the kids for being able to read?
Yeah. Fully nude girls, stay-at-home moms, earn extra cash.
It's very tastefully done.
Yes, it's a banner sign.
Well, I mean, there's no silhouettes or anything like that, you know.
I'm only going to play you a portion of this, but I heard the whole thing this morning, and I kind of like it. There's this guy. He's got his little mixing board in his room. He's a good musician. He's got his acoustic guitar. He's a good singer, too. And he did a emo version.
He didn't do That's Amore, did
no,
he?
No, this is actually good. He did an emo version with dark lyrics to Baby Shark, and it's really good. This is just a sample of it, but he's good.
It won't be long, they keep a steady pace. The ocean floor will be my resting place. Now they've surrounded me. Not one or two. to. It's a whole family. Baby shark, do 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 do. Baby shark,
do 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 do. Baby shark. It's got whole lyrics. It's actually pretty good.
The only thing that's pretty good about it is the hook, which he didn't write. Baby shark, do 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 do. You know what? As long as we're doing that,
what?
There's something I ran across that's pretty good too.
What'd you run across?
I think you'd enjoy.
What did you get?
It has nothing at all to do with Baby Shark.
Oh, good.
You hear me calling you, and it will mean that I love you. You hear me calling you. Neath your window, some sweet day.
Yes, some sweet day.
That's their old Ravenscroft.
Barber shopping?
Yep.
And you'll know I'm home to stay.
Do you know how spectacular
when
that is?
Yes. Here's another favorite.
Okay.
I've got a longing way down in my heart.
Down in my heart.
Drifted apart. They were the best pals that I ever had.
That's you, Dave.
I never thought that I'd want them.
How about living
so
up to
bad.
It? Your eyes are a little glassy.
Gee, but I'd give the world to see that old gang of mine.
Old gang of mine.
Forget that old quartet that sang
isn't that beautiful?
Line. Goodbye.
Thanks for indulging.
Okay, no problem. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that a lot. This puts beer drinkers a little bit more at ease when maybe somebody in the family questions the amount of beer they're drinking.
Oh, nobody likes to have their alcohol intake questioned.
Bush!
You know, I had a conversation earlier this week that illustrates that.
Yeah.
It was, for the most part, a one-way conversation. I didn't really get involved until the last word. The first part of the conversation goes like this. You know what? you should get a dog.
Oh, yep.
No. No. You should get a dog.
Well.
I'm serious. You should get a mean old dog.
Yeah.
You should get a dog. Now allow me to retort. And you should curb your alcohol intake.
Yep. Yeah. Bush came out with a commercial.
What's he doing coming out with a commercial?
No, Bush Beer.
Oh.
Came out with a commercial mocking old 80s and 90s coffee ads. This is a real ad. For their release of their limited edition Bush Latte. What that means is, no, it's Bush Light. And this is their commercial for it.
Out at the cabin, fresh mountain air.
This is real.
Wake up, we got good times to share. Crack open a can of the finest blend. Get that Bush Latte feeling with my best friend.
Bush Lattes feature a thick foam, great aroma, and of course a finish that's crisp and cold as a mountain stream.
The crisp way to greet your day. Crack up a Bush Latte.
Yeah, all real.
You know what we enjoy?
I hope it's not tempting you.
We enjoy seeing that on television, but when it happens in real life, it's not as amusing.
It is not.
Because we've known people who that's the way they greet the day.
Yep. Good morning.
They didn't even have to go to the fridge. Can's already right there on the nightstand.
I guess he showed up the same night on Fallon and Kimmel. It was Ron Burgundy. Here, Ron Burgundy wanted to do a little stand-up.
What a crowd. What a crowd. New York City in the house? What does that mean, by the way, in the house? Are we in a house? No, we're in a building. A tall building that no one would mistake for a house. New York City in the house. How could 17 million people fit in a house anyway? That's a lot of toilet paper, if you ask me. What about an episode of The Real World that took place in a house that fit New York City? Imagine binge-watching that. You'd be 100 before you get halfway through episode one.
Oh, my God.
But these are the things that keep me up at night. People like to say, not in my house. Well, of course not in my house. I don't know you, so I don't want you in my house.
Then he sat down and did a little quick Q&A with Fallon.
We only have time for a couple rapid-fire questions.
Oh, sure.
Is that okay?
Okay, yeah. I love this.
Favorite food? Pop-Tarts. Favorite animal?
The meerkat.
Favorite article of clothing?
Brass knuckles.
Favorite mode of transportation?
Pass.
Favorite kitchen accessory?
Belt sander.
Ron Burgundy, thank you so much for being here, and thank you for
gonna wrap up the grab bag with somebody that we've had on the show. We had him on years ago, and that was Boston sports writer Peter King. He was on the Dan Patrick show the other day in New York, talking to Dan Patrick on his show, breaking the law, talking on his cell phone while driving. That prompted him to have to go off the air.
Are you serious?
Yeah, take a listen.
This seems like maybe the best Cowboy team we've seen in a while.
Dan, guess what?
What?
This is hilarious. I got stopped for talking on a cell phone because I'm talking to you. So now I have to hang up. The cops come to the car. Sorry about that.
Do you want me to?
He just hung up.
Oh, boy. Peter, we have a bet whether you got a ticket or not.
Of course I got a ticket. I said to the cop, I'm on with Dan Patrick.
Uh-oh.
And he said, here's your ticket. Yeah. That was fun.
Yeah.
That's nonsense.
Meanwhile,
Peter King is a great writer.
Yeah, he is. Meanwhile, did you see in New York City, the New York City Council Democrats fighting the bill that was brought to the council to make it a felony to splash police officers while on duty with water, that would be an automatic felony. Expected, no-brainer, the Democrats are fighting it in New York City.
Well, did you get a load of de Blasio this week?
Idiot.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
May God have mercy.
It's nice to be important, but it's more important to remain employed at harshly reduced wages and benefits. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. We are going to be Facebook Live-ing here momentarily so that you can catch all the action in the studio.
I don't know.
Dave, 2020 Moonberry Twinkies.
Does Facebook know that we support the president? Because if they did, they wouldn't allow us to do anything.
We support President Trump.
Matter of fact, I'll be having a fundraiser at Stan's home.
Yep. Yep. A $2 a plate fundraiser.
Yep. And that'll get you nothing.
That'll get you absolutely nothing. We're live streaming?
No, the camera was
just taken out of the room.
Yep.
And then program director Matt Mangus, who, by the way, in less than an hour is going to be down in Naples at South Street City City Oven and Grill on Goodlett Frank Road in Pine Ridge. He's hanging out there for their happy hour, and he wanted a moment of of time. Now, let me ask you this, Dave, before we start this, would you like to get some out of the box already lined up, maybe already pre-opened to make it easier for you?
With freshness is what's going to count.
All right, well, get them out so that you're not reaching into the box. Get them ready.
And these are the limited edition Moonberry Twinkies. How would you describe them, Stan?
They are 10 individually wrapped cakes, sponge cake with cream filling.
Oh, my God.
Moonberry flavored limited edition. Let me see if it goes into explanation about it here.
Now, Dave,
dark Twinkies. They're dark. They almost look like a devil's food cake.
Black as night.
But they say it's blue.
Now, Dave, do you, as a general rule, are Twinkies part of your diet? Are they something you'd normally eat?
You know, I have, and I wouldn't pass one up.
So you don't mind them?
No, I don't mind them. I wouldn't pass one up.
So do you think we're safe to go, I know it's being a little bit of a daredevil, but to go without a bucket?
Let's start without a bucket.
Well,
yeah,
I'm telling
absolutely.
You got less than an hour to do 20. A little information for you on the Moonberry Twinkies. Serving size is 2 cakes. 270 calories.
Oh, that's reasonable.
Total amount in the serving is 77 grams.
So 270, if he eats 20 of them, he won't have to eat the rest of the day.
No.
That'll be your full 2,000 calories plus.
These are the daily percentage values of what he's going to be eating. With 2 Twinkies, now he's eating 20 of them. With 2, which is a serving, 12% of your total fat intake for the day, 20% of your saturated fat for the day.
So we're going to make sure he gets everything he needs.
Yep. This has 35 milligrams of cholesterol, which is 12% of your intake. So we'll be well over the daily requirement of cholesterol. Sodium, a lot of salt in here. They're each serving 370 milligrams of salt. Carbohydrates.
Oh, man.
This is your sugar belly.
Yep.
47 grams of carbohydrates per serving.
Now, you have to be clear on this. Dave does not have even an ounce of body fat.
No.
Now, here's the key. Because sugar belly, each serving, that's 2 Twinkies, has 62% of the daily value of sugar.
Oh, man.
That's 62% for 2 Twinkies.
Am I too late?
No.
Okay. I was driving down the road, and I'm on my way to South Street for happy hour.
Yeah, I just said it.
I was a little concerned about Dave because, as you said before, I really feel he is way, way beyond his prime in doing these kinds of things.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Well, you've been the biggest advocate of thinking maybe he's going to get hurt.
I really feel it's time for you to retire with all this nonsense and bring something more productive to the program.
He doesn't know how.
But, you know.
What might that be, Matt?
I ask him week after week, what are you bringing? What are you bringing to the show? Well, I'm going to, you know.
Sit on that duff.
I'm going to stick, you know, paper clips up my ass, you know, whatever.
He wanted to go and put his hand in a rat trap to break it.
Yeah, crazy. We need something more productive.
Dave is not so much of an idea man.
Yeah, thank you,
Never
Mark.
Has been.
Thank you, man.
Never has been.
Wait a minute. I listened to the best of shows while you were gone, 2 weeks worth.
Yeah.
There was a lot of old Dave on there, and I told him this. I said, I heard inspired Dave.
Yeah.
And that's what you need to bring to the
program.
Well,
what specifically?
Not this Twinkie nonsense.
I've been beat down, man.
No.
I've been beat down, man.
Oh,
no.
See, I told
nonsense.
You. He deflects it and blames.
Exactly.
What did you hear that you liked, Matt?
I can't remember specifically, but he just seemed more inspired. There was he was bringing more to the show.
Well,
Matt,
I think more engaged.
I think all of us back then. We had something back then called hope.
Yeah. You guys are still at the top of your game. Dave is lagging behind, frankly. Now,
and,
Dave,
I
also am concerned because tomorrow you have a big responsibility.
Oh, you know what? That's a key. You know what? Can we bring him the mic?
He
just
can't
for a
make
second?
It. He's got a bad. He's got a bad leg.
Dude, yeah, you gonna cool. make it to,
yeah,
to
man,
his
we're all
event?
Good. We are good to go.
Okay. Even with this,
yeah, man.
We have a Cinder CD release party at the Buddha tomorrow night. Yeah. Really, really important for the band. Really, really important for the station. Yeah.
Really, and Saturday night at the Buddha.
Saturday
Hell
night.
Hell yeah!
At the Buddha.
We've been there and done that, brother.
Yeah, we have, bro.
Okay, so Dave. Yeah. If I have to come to your house and grab you by your neck.
Oh, come on.
Well, you won't
you
find
are
him at
driving
his house.
The van and getting to the Buddha tomorrow.
You might want to also check any nearby vacant lots.
Yeah. Oh, look at even there's your boss,
there's Morgan.
Oh no.
You are
oh,
a creep
no.
without an effing paddle.
But just a little motivation for you. I have to go to South Street.
Right on.
Good luck to you, Dave.
Thank you, bro.
No sugar belly.
No,
I don't
want to
hear any crap
you're not,
tomorrow.
You're not.
You
not.
Hey,
not.
I agree.
You're
you
not.
Tomorrow.
Matt, can you remind us where South Street is again?
South Street is in the Goodlett Corner Shopping Center, Pine Ridge Road, Goodlett Frank Road in Naples. Mark.
And you're on your way there right now.
I am.
And you're going to be holding court this afternoon. And while we do, invite everyone.
Yes. We encourage them to come by.
Go and say hello to Matt Mangus. He's a fine man.
Yep. Thank you,
he
Mark.
He is the program director of 96K Rock. Does a fine job. Having said that... If I hear of one person,
that's
thanks,
all.
What
I'll go off like a trip hammer.
Yep.
If even one person has the nerve,
the
unmitigated gall to approach Matt Mangus, knowing full well that it's based on childhood trauma.
This guy's got my back.
I know he does. Always has.
Mark Haney.
And anyone that refers to Matt Mangus as Matt Fungus.
Yeah.
Right.
You're in deep. You do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
You,
and now I've heard of a new one because Matt had said, what's the plural of Mangus?
Mangai.
Now people are starting to say mangina.
Yep. Oh, got please. A lot of that. Got a lot of that yesterday.
Not
yep.
Cool.
Yep. No.
There is nothing
uncool.
Funny
please.
About
no,
that.
I'm funny. Very fragile.
Nothing funny.
And. For you to approach a man of distinction like this,
yes.
High-ranking executive here at Beasley Broadcasting.
That's right. Middle management.
And call him by a name that incites childhood drama, PTSD, and what have you.
I might wet my pants.
And then to escalate it by referring to him as mangina.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. Hurtful.
It is hurtful, it is wrong, and it has no place in polite society.
No, it does not.
Haney
so,
right here.
Absolutely,
bless
my
you.
Brother.
Bless
now,
you.
When are you going to be at South Street if somebody wants to stop by?
I got to get out the door now because 4 o'clock till 6 o'clock, we'll have drink specials and live entertainment, and you can sign up to win tickets to see Disturbed. Good
and
luck, Dave.
Matt,
don't let me down tomorrow.
I'm confident you're going to have a great day because you just heard me.
I feel confident.
I told the entire K-Rock audience, whatever you do, don't
please.
Call him Matt Fungus. Don't call him mangina.
No, nope.
It's unacceptable.
And not funny.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank God bless you, Matt.
Great show today.
I'm sure
good
it'll
luck.
Be nothing but clear sailing in blue skies.
Oh, by the way.
I care too much, Stan.
Well, that's your middle name, Care. $20 says Dave calls in like a puss tomorrow and can't make it. Guy's got $20.
And it ain't going to happen, bro.
It ain't going to happen, man.
We're streaming live on Facebook.
When does it start?
It starts now.
Right now?
Yeah. 20 Twinkies, the new Moonberry limited edition.
So we're starting right now.
Right now.
Okay, here's your theme music, Dave. Here you go.
All right, here we go.
Make it happen.
Dave has opened the first Twinkie. What's it smell like?
God, that's a lot of Twinkies, bro.
Here, let's get those in.
Woo!
Yeah, make sure you can get it all there in the photo. Well, I guess we got moving pictures now.
Yeah. All right, go.
All right, man.
He's on number one.
That's chocolatey.
You got to get. It's not chocolate. It's Moonberry.
Like Rob, where do people go if they want to see this for some reason?
The Stan and Haney Facebook page.
There you go.
How do you get to that?
Go to Stan and Haney com, and it links right to it.
Okay. Well, Dave is really cooking along.
What number are you on?
One.
One? Come on.
Bro, I got time.
He's okay. About halfway
you
through.
You
got
to let me get started.
One. Is it good?
Yeah, the pretty not
well,
bad.
Well, you know. We're starting a little later. It doesn't mean that you can't.
Yeah,
by
apparently.
The time Haney does headlines, they better be gone.
Okay, man.
Well, yeah, I mean, you want to get on it because you're going to have a smoke break here
yeah,
soon.
Yeah, there's smoke. And look at all these.
That's all I did. I'm going to get a few of them down. Just chill out, man. You know? Stay your lane.
You this, like your music?
This yeah, song is addictive.
Up. Yeah. Love it. A ding dong.
Are you having trouble with one?
Yeah, he hasn't finished the first one.
No, man.
You're
dude,
having trouble?
Dude, they're spongy. Okay?
He's got about a quarter of it left in the wrapper.
There.
Really?
You better start catching up.
Oh, that was probably too big a bite, but yeah, hey, it'll be all right.
Yeah, and you got to keep it down.
That's a lot of sponge cake, bro.
Ding dong, ding dong.
Would you like a napkin or something?
No, I'm good.
Then keep going.
You think you can sing along as you're eating?
See, I told you, wouldn't it have been better had you opened up a few of them ahead of time?
No, man. It's a better fresh.
Very confident at this point.
Uh-huh. You haven't even taken a bite out of the second one. You know what? Maybe your eating prime is done.
It might be.
Yeah?
But I don't think so.
All right, well then, come on.
Yeah, you're drying my mouth up, so hang on.
Then have something to drink.
That's what I'm doing, bro.
He's chasing it with a tall boy Mountain Dew.
Yeah. Maybe you need some of your caffeine pills.
You still got some of those around here somewhere?
Yeah, you want one?
Nah.
No. Sped up enough.
Not cool, man.
No,
not cool.
I'll tell you right now, it's not. Come on, what are you, still on? What, you haven't even taken a bite of the second one.
I just, dude, that's a lot of cake, bro.
I don't care. You haven't even eaten one serving.
And there goes one bite out of Twinkie,
yep,
too.
Which means you've got 18 and a half to go.
Yeah, so what's the math on that? What's he averaging now?
He's been at this now for probably about 4 minutes, and you only ate two. You got 18 to go and probably about 40 minutes to do it.
All right.
18 goes into 40 how many times? There
you go. Well, you carry the what?
Yeah, I don't know how to. 18 divided by what? 40 minutes? Hold on. I'll figure this out.
Yeah, you get a calculator,
yeah,
you might be
right
able
here
to do it.
40 divided by 18. Which means you have to eat a Twinkie every 2 minutes and 20 seconds.
Yeah.
And that means you're behind schedule.
No, I'm not.
You got 2
minutes. Well, that's about how long the song is. So every time the song plays, he should have finished one.
That's right.
Cool.
You're behind.
No, I'm not, am I?
Yes, you are behind. You're behind about a good 2.5 Twinkies.
Yeah, he's sitting down like it's fine dining or something.
Like,
oh,
yeah. You want a knife and fork with that?
Yeah, this ain't Joey Chestnut here, man. Oh, look at that. Look at the filling in his mouth.
It's like he's got mouth rot.
Yeah, it turns blue.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Somebody saw
mouth?
You that on the street, they'd say, go see
no,
a doctor.
It's just when the Twinkie hits your mouth, it turns blue. Because it looks like it's black and white, but it turns blue in your mouth.
No.
Dexter said, next week, 20 Twinks eat Dave. All right, we're going to...
I don't think he'd put up with that.
No.
You don't want Twinks eating you.
No.
He already went through that once.
Hey, man.
You told me.
No, he was tricked.
Oh, yeah, bro.
At the movie theater.
Truck stop.
He was hungry.
Trying to get home, man.
You got to do what you got to do.
Oh, thanks, Rob. You changed the camera angle on it. Important.
Oh, crap.
All right, here's the deal. You got to keep eating.
I'm trying.
Because you know
these
what?
Things are
the 2 minutes and
best.
20 seconds doesn't wait while you're out
Let
having
me just
a
tell
smoke.
You, Moonberry is not the best.
What are you talking about?
What's wrong with it?
Well, describe the flavor.
There really isn't a flavor. There's no barrier.
Well, that should
it.
Be an advantage.
Yeah,
then.
That should be no problem. Would you care? I still have a jar of pickled eggs. Would you like one to help it go down? Can't do that, can you? Then eat the damn Twinkies.
One pickled egg or 20 Twinkies.
Yep.
I don't even mention those things, man.
You don't
forget I said anything, Dave.
Seriously. One pickled egg, I take away two Twinkies.
Oh, don't do it.
No, what are you talking about? You're not eating. You're eating
They're
Twinkies.
Just Twinkies.
They're just Twinkies. What a puss. Don't even. There's no bucket in here. And stop trying to cop out that way.
You've only had two Twinkies. You're all right. You're okay.
They're nasty, man.
What?
They're nasty.
What?
You said they're nasty.
They're nasty. The Twinkies are nasty. You haven't even had two. Which tells me something. It tells me something.
His body's rejecting it.
Yeah. Hey, not in the box. You haven't had...
That was... It's springy.
That's... You know what?
Oh, it was blue.
Oh, man, that food coloring ain't cool, man.
Yeah, you know what?
Stan, don't hurt yourself.
Oh, they're nasty, bro.
Yeah.
No, Stan, we need you the rest of the show. Yeah, come on.
These look horrible.
They are. God,
oh,
awesome,
Stan,
man.
No. Stan, you're going to get hurt.
Oh, God.
Oh, you're hurting yourself. Oh, no.
Oh.
Do you need a bucket, Stan?
Never in my life have I seen somebody. Maybe there's something else in that stomach.
Yeah, right.
How long did it take me to eat that?
Dude.
About 20 seconds?
Bro.
What is it about it, Dave?
I just can't. I don't know.
Because
you know what? Maybe it is. Maybe it's true.
Maybe the day is done. You know what?
The day is done.
Because that didn't seem like enough to get to you,
dude. It's just I can't.
You didn't even eat two.
When I get the visuals of
the
pickled eggs,
I'll blind.
Do you think that's what did it?
No.
Yeah, of course it is.
He's looking for an out.
Shut up, man.
You are.
No, I'm not.
Why would he be looking for an out?
No, I'm not.
Because he can't do it. He's not in shape to do it right now.
Oh my God!
Do you think he could hurt himself?
Yeah, he probably could. And we don't need four more days.
Well, he's gonna have a smoke break.
He'll be
all right.
Well, then we'll try again when we come back.
That sounds fair enough, Dave.
By the way, and I don't know if she's listening.
God, these things are
somebody
nasty.
Just reminded us. Our first grade teacher was supposed to call in today to quiz Dave.
Oh.
Oh, no, you'd love her. She's awesome.
Delightful lady. I hope she calls today to just give you some first grade.
She was so nice.
No, she was cool, man.
You weren't here.
Oh, I talked to her. Yeah, I played against her.
No, that wasn't the one.
Mm.
That's not the one?
No. Yeah, a little trouble there, Dave? It's signs of something else.
Shut
We'll take a break. We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
I'm tired of it.
Yeah, I'm tired of it too. Both Haney and I are exhausted from it. We'll be back.
Would you like an extended warranty on that? Then keep listening. And please, tell a Beasley today. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Phone lines are open, 277-9600. I'll go over some prizes for you if you want to go and tell Dave what you think about that. I'll go to the text line here momentarily as well. But as Matt Mangus was saying, tomorrow at the Buddha, 10 p.m., you're going to go and get a chance to see and hear the new single from Cinder. They're going to be playing at the Buddha. $10 cover charge gets you in the door, plus a free copy of their CD or a piece of new Cinder merchandise. That's tomorrow at the Buddha, Fort Myers, with Cinder. 277-9600, Absolute Law text line.
Here we go, bro. Here we go.
I'm not going to filter.
Great.
I'm going to read the texts as they came in. Absolute Law text line. Huh. Loss of appetite, vomiting, both signs of heavy meth use.
God.
Dave needs to spark up a big bowl of sticky icky before tackling 20 Twinkies.
You know, I've noticed that that seems to be the answer to many of life's problems is marijuana.
Hey, guys, can I get a Stan and Haney t-shirt? I'll eat 5 of those pickled eggs in 10 minutes for just one t-shirt. Damn it, Dave, you puss. Needs maybe to have his stomach pumped.
Oh, God.
Guys, I'm 47.
Well, his stomach just got pumped.
I'm 47, and I can do a hell of a lot better than that. What is Dave's contribution to the show now? Vomit? I couldn't agree.
So,
It's over.
You're not...
It's over.
Ahoy, guys. Shocking. Dave fails. He should have done the pickled eggs. Delish.
Have you really given up? You tapping out?
On the Twinkies?
Yeah.
Absolutely, man. I'm tapping out.
Hey, guys. I just no more. What a puss, Dave.
Thank you. Text line, tough guy.
Let's see.
That's all they are. Text line, tough guy.
Thought he said, more meth, please. I'm sure Dave had a mouthful of cream before.
It's a cozy table, isn't it?
What a puss.
And the haters will hate, man. My dear.
I challenge Dave to a hot dog eating contest. No, he can't even eat a Twinkie. Remember, Dave, they show you straight porn first.
277-9600.
So you just can't do it.
I'm serious, man. Boys, yeah. I had an epiphany a little bit outside. I said, you know, I'm 45. I'm gonna be real soon.
Delicious.
Got a birthday coming.
It's in effing December.
Well, that's right around the corner, Stan.
I like it, too.
I just don't know. I just don't know if I can competitive eat
anymore. Well, it's one last thing you can contribute to the show.
Thank you.
We've got Pewter Mug North, $50. I've got one pair of Busch Gardens tickets left. And I have one pair of Disturbed tickets left. And that's at Hertz Arena on September the 19th. Winners will also qualify for that autographed Disturbed drumhead. 277-9600. Contribute to the show, and you could pick yourself up a prize while they last. Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Yeah, hi.
Hi. Dave, first of all, you are an embarrassment to the 420 kind.
But, bro, I don't even smoke, man.
Oh, that's a lie.
What are you talking about?
So listen, I'm fairly new here to Florida. I've only been here a couple of years. But right. I wanted to ask you guys about this rocket thing yesterday, because I did see it with my own eyes.
Did you see the entrail of the thing? It looked like a sperm.
It was crazy, man.
Yeah.
What do you actually believe that was a rocket launch? Because I don't know, I'm kind of skeptical.
Military satellite ballistic trajectory.
Oh yeah.
Where are you from?
Originally from Central New York. I live in Cape Coral now.
All right. So
now we used to live on the other coast.
We can see them all the
where
time.
Where they're during the shuttle area, and What I think people don't realize is that, yes, you have NASA and Cape Canaveral, but you right next to it, you have Cape Canaveral Air Force Base, which is constantly sending rockets up.
Yeah.
And
if you think it was pretty cool looking over here, wait, you should see something over on the other coast.
And there were times... with the shuttle launches where they could see it all the way up to Virginia. A lot of it depends on what's going on in the atmosphere.
You know, that's right. That's all real.
But this thing looked like it was going horizontal across the sky and not straight up in the air.
Well, see, the thing
or is just a...
we shut up about it because it was a military payload.
Right. Catch our drift? 277-9600. Thank you, Haney, for this wonderful music. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is MJ.
Hi, MJ, are you the teacher?
I am. Oh,
there she is.
She is, MJ.
I've been waiting all week to talk to you guys.
Oh, and we were hoping you were going to call, and you did.
We actually had people asking if you were going to call in.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, you're very popular on this show.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, well, and I hope, because you said you were looking forward to coming on Friday, that you have at least gathered a few questions for a quiz that Dave the Waterman can take.
She works with troubled first graders.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So do you have a little something prepared, MJ?
Well, you know, I only prepared one question.
One question.
That, you know, that would give me a reason to call back.
Okay, well, all right.
I thought I was giving a whole quiz, so I just prepared this one question. And okay. I actually specifically picked a question that I gave on a test to my students a couple of years ago.
Okay.
Because I wanted to also share the answer that my student wrote, which was kind of funny.
Okay, we'll see if Dave can even match that. MJ?
Now, MJ, you should be aware that Dave went to Knight Elementary School.
Correct.
They had to take him out of regular school and put him at Knight.
Because they said, what is it, that school was not the place for you?
I did not belong at that institution anymore.
Yep. Oh, Dave.
Yeah.
I would have never kicked you out of my class.
Oh, yeah, you would have.
You probably would have.
You would have.
You would have. Trust me.
All right, MJ, go ahead. Ask Dave the question, and we'll hear his clouded brain answer.
Okay, well, this is, you know, the newest thing that we're doing now in the last few years is we can't just give a straight-up answer. There has to be an explanation. So I figure that's good for Dave. He can kind of talk his way into
a hole.
You know, his answer. So here's this math question for you, Dave.
A math question?
Does he need a pen and paper or anything like that?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think he's allowed to use pens yet.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, bro.
Can only use one of those fat pencils.
Not cool, man.
Yeah, because I remember, MJ, I remember when I was in school, because once you got into, you know, middle school, you would use the number 2 pencil. But I remember as a kindergartner and a first grader, they had the fat pencils for the kids.
Yeah, I remember using those too, but we don't use them so much anymore. But I do remember using it as a kid.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead. Fire it at Dave.
All right.
Okay. So here it is. It goes like this. Bob and Maria are going shopping. Help Bob and Maria with their money.
Oh, geez.
And, okay, so there's a couple of little items with price tags on it. It's a picture. You know, there's pictures there.
All right, you want me to draw a picture to help them look at it? All right, we got an item. What item? And give me the price.
Well, we have several items. So we have a whistle that's 12 cents.
All right, a whistle. I'm going to draw you a picture of a whistle, Dave.
right.
And that's 12 cents.
12 cents. We have a ship. That's 67 cents.
A what?
A ship.
A ship. Like a Sip. Boat?
A boat, yes.
Okay, a boat, and that's how much?
Sip with a P, yes, it's 67 cents.
67 cents.
See, Dave, you get me. You know what's going on.
Yeah.
Dog,
91 cents.
A dog is 91 cents?
Yeah, it's, you know, toy dog.
Sure.
Stuffed animal.
All right, there, dog, 91 cents.
The ball is 62 cents.
Ball, 62. Okay.
And finally, the duck, which is 77 cents.
Okay, a duck is 77 cents. I got to put his eye on there. 77 cents. Okay, so there's 5 items.
Let me look at it.
Right.
All right, I'm going to bring it over to Dave so he can see the items.
All right.
I look at Joe Haney. I did a pretty good job of the description.
What is that?
Huh? That's a ball.
Okay. Does it look like a ball to me?
There you go.
Does that look like a ball to you?
Yeah, it's around.
Could be an apple
or a tomato.
Here, give me, I'll fix it.
I got it. At least
all
I know,
right,
it's,
you
a
know
ball.
It's a ball. All right. All right. Go ahead, MJ.
Okay, so here is the problem. Bob has 6 dimes and 7 pennies. Does he have enough to buy the duck? Explain.
6 dimes, 7 pennies. Does he have enough to? No.
Okay, but now
he needs 10 cents more.
What did you, let me see how much the duck costs.
The duck's 77 cents. He's
but
got
he only
six
has
dimes,
6 dimes and 7 pennies.
So he's got 67 cents.
Yeah. Right, there you go. That's what you have to say. He has 67 cents.
Yeah.
But.
Oh. Okay.
Steve. Rob was over there clapping.
Thanks, Rob.
10 cents more. You got it. You got it.
Now, right. Now, why does he need 10 cents more? Dave?
To buy the duck.
Uh-huh.
That's why he needs 10 cents, man.
Was he right? Would he have gotten an answer correct on that?
I would have taken that.
All
yeah,
right.
I would have taken that.
What did one of your students say?
So my student said, if he didn't have 77 cents, then he needs to work.
Ah! Dave?
And that was a good, 7-year-old.
That's a damn good answer.
I thought that was a good
from,
answer.
From a 7-year-old? Brilliant.
Yeah. I just figure you need really 10 more cents.
Ah, and Haney will give it to you.
Shut up.
MJ, thank
Dave,
you.
What do you need a duck for?
Yeah, what do you need a duck for?
Dude, I don't need no damn duck.
MJ,
what am
call,
I going to do with it? Call, I can't feed myself.
Call back next week with another one.
All right, we'll do. Maybe I'll have homework for him next week.
Oh, oh, well, that man. Won't get done.
He got an A++.
What, today?
Yeah.
How do you figure he got an A++? She passed
Well,
him.
She said I answered the question.
The first grader got the A++ because he said work. MJ, we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank
okay,
you.
Thanks.
There you go. There goes our teacher.
Oh, she's so nice.
She's delightful.
I wish she was Six my dimes, teacher. I would have done better.
Yeah, cents. Oh, you probably would have. Makes you think a little bit. You had to think about that one,
you know,
too,
who my
you?
First grade teacher was? Miss Kukler.
My first grade teacher was Miss Cupsaw.
Yeah, Miss Kukler was mental.
Miss Cupsaw was nice and liked me because I goofed around, and she said I could get by on my looks.
Yeah, because you were so good looking when you were in kindergarten and first grade.
Yeah, and then it changed.
Yeah, it all went south.
Yep, sure did. Let's take a couple more calls, then we got to
take
a break.
Did I ever tell you I failed kindergarten?
Why don't you back off?
Why did you fail kindergarten?
Because he couldn't do anything right.
They held me back, man. They held me back in kindergarten, bro.
Well, that's why you took night school.
But you eventually passed.
Oh, yeah. I made it into Knight Elementary, first starting.
Ahoy.
Ahoy, fellas.
Yeah, hi.
This is Tim from Cape Coral.
Hi, Tim from Cape Coral.
I have a little food story. I got married really young, so I take my girlfriend to meet my parents for the first time.
Now, how young were you, and how young was the girlfriend?
The girlfriend was 18, and I was 19.
Okay.
So my mother is very country. She always cooked country food, and she cooked a gizzard dinner. And so I brought the girl over. She's, you know, she's eating and everything. Well, that night we go out to party, and we got really drunk on Jack Daniels, and we had to stay at a friend's house. And he's like, just go up my bedroom, you know, and sleep it off. So we're on the second floor, and we're laying there on the bed, and she's like, I think I'm going to throw up. And I said, well, throw up out the window. And she raised the window up and threw up and had the screen in it. And I get up and look in there, and I'm like, what are those? You know, and I see all these little balls in there. And she's like, oh, it's them chicken gizzards. She goes, I couldn't stand them, but I didn't want to be disrespectful, so I was swallowing them whole.
Oh, God!
Oh, it was gross, and I've never drank Jack Daniel's since then.
Dave, would you like a chicken gizzard?
No, I'm good.
What can I get you, buddy?
I'll try that new pewter mug.
You got it. Hold on.
All right.
What about chicken livers? Have you ever had a fried chicken liver?
I don't think I've
My
ever had a fried
loves
chicken liver.
Chicken
livers. Some people do.
Loves them. She'll order that as a main meal when we go out sometimes if they got them. I don't know how she does it. Let's take one more and then we'll take a break. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, Jackie. I have
How are you guys doing?
We're doing good, Jackie.
Good, good, good. I have a joke for Dave.
Oh, you got a joke for Dave.
Yes, I do.
All righty.
Here we go. Mary's father has 5 daughters. Layla, Lily, Leslie, and Lucy. What is the fifth daughter's name?
What? Layla?
You see no sale come up in
his head. Yeah, short-term memory can't hold that many names.
Should I repeat it?
Okay. LaShiqua?
No. You want one more guess?
So it's Layla.
Layla.
Leslie.
Leslie.
Lily.
Lily. On.
And Lucy.
And Lucy.
What is the fifth daughter's name?
What was it? Layla, Leslie.
Jeez.
Lucy.
Lily and Lucy.
Lalula?
No, you want me to repeat it one more time?
I don't know if you need to. What's it? Just give them the answer.
Yeah.
It's Mary. Mary's father has five daughters. Layla, Lily, Leslie, Mary would be the other daughter.
I didn't even pay attention. I'm thinking the five daughters.
Yeah.
Didn't even pay attention to that
ding
first
dong,
part.
Hold
dong.
On a second.
I didn't even, I'm sitting there going, okay, Mary's, yep, got five daughters. All right.
But what was your answer again? Lalula?
Yeah, because I'm sitting there going, well, maybe that's the first letter from each of the damn names and it makes something. People are got trickery in their eyes.
No.
You got scammed, bro.
Yeah.
Always.
You just...
Shut up, man. I'm smart.
It's such a shame. Once so productive.
You are smart. You know things.
Damn,
yep. Yep.
But normally it's you doing the scamming.
Yep. Yep. He knows.
Uh-huh.
He just lets
Thanks,
it go
man.
By.
Thanks,
he man. Just go lets it go by. Go uh-huh. ahead and mock me all you want.
I'm not mocking you.
I'm not the one that's a no-show. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96.
My life sucks.
K-Rock.
Stizzle and Hizzle in the afternizzle on 96 K-Rizzle. That's right. We're quite hip and on the sharp cutting edge of 1999, biatch. Well, it's more serrated than sharp, but it gets the job done. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. We'll get you your first look at traffic. Got traffic, Dave? Oh, no, you don't. I got it right here for you because I knew you weren't. There you go. I'll get our first look at traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer,
well,
your emails.
He was preoccupied. I understand why, because we forgot something with him.
What was that?
We got to get him baptized.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. Allow me, Haney, just to say this, and then, and Dave, don't say a word. A lot of people listen to this show from all walks of life. The Stan and Haney show is looking for a man of the cloth, a reverend, a pastor, a preacher, a priest that would be willing to come into the 96K Rock studios on a Friday and I'm not joking, officially baptize Dave.
Yeah, it's got to be done. He was born on his birth certificate, Boy Waterman.
Because they didn't have a name for him.
And he was never baptized.
And so we would like to have it done publicly so the audience can see that he's at least going to be saved for whatever he has to deal with in his life. And so a call, no joke, a call out for a man of God, reverend, pastor, preacher, or priest. I'll even take a rabbi. What are they? Oh, that's a moil. They'd circumcise you. Don't even.
No, we can't do that.
No.
I don't think he'd be willing.
That
to.
Would be willing no. to baptize Dave on this program. And we'd show it all the respect that it is
no,
due.
No, it's sincere.
It
needs to be done.
Yep.
And Dave is, are you sincere in seeking that?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes would yes. be the answer.
And are you positive you've never been baptized
yeah.
or you just don't remember?
No, I'm positive. Positive.
Have you asked?
Yes, I've been told. I have not been baptized.
Do we have somebody? I mean, this is not a joke.
I think it's more of a question about the baptism.
Okay. And we're not clowning around here. Ahoy, yes, you have a question about the baptism?
Yes, I was wondering, do you have anything that you can immerse them in? The baptism?
I know different faiths do a lot of this stuff. I know that in like the Lutheran faith and in the
we don't have one on us.
They would bring the holy water and they have a little tray underneath. They pour a little water over his head, and that's
it. But the answer is no. We do not have any way to immerse him.
55-gallon drum would work.
Come on, again, this is not, this is not...
not cool, man.
So, yeah, if any, a man of the cloth. All right, enough said, and I'll remind, you know, periodically, but it's a thing that we want to have done. Are you capable of doing traffic today?
Yeah, absolutely.
Brought to you by Jet's Pizza.
K-Rock traffic.
All right, all right, all right. Everybody, almost quitting time.
Woo! Very hoarse.
It's in Waterman 100s, man. It could be
more of those stomach acids coming up through your throat.
That might be.
Or something else.
Dude, not cool.
What do you know? You don't know what I'm thinking.
I don't know. But I know it's probably not cool.
What are you talking about? You can't read my mind.
No, I can't. That's for sure. All right, we got one on the board here. Fort Myers crash, Colusa Road, and Oriole Road, and that's traffic. Another update. 30 minutes
coming up in less than 1 hour. It will be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, Haney's about to tell you because he's got today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
A restaurant that was busted passing off Popeyes as home cooking.
I like Popeyes.
I do, but I'd rather get it direct from Popeyes than a reseller.
Yep.
So a restaurant that was busted passing off Popeyes as home cooking is now Popeyes' partner for its first chicken sandwich.
Sounds like something Tony D'Amico would do. Homemade fried chicken from Popeyes.
Just like Mama used to make.
Just like Mama used to make.
Well, the flip side of the coin, Chipotle has publicly admitted their queso is a complete failure.
Okay.
Surprised you don't hear this more often. A woman gets in a high-speed police chase in a stolen Tesla. It doesn't last long, just long enough for the battery to run out. And finally, Dave, I know you got a sensitive stomach. You may not want to hear this. Yeah. Oh.
Do you want to even say it?
I'll just do the headline. The story is so much worse. A man reports his gun was stolen as he was hosting an anonymous sex orgy in Deltona.
Deltona. Cool.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. We look forward to it each and every day with the 4 o'clock fluffer brought to you by Firehouse Subs, Cape Coral, Fort Myers, Mark,
Stan,
Dave,
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
You know, I believe it was yesterday right around this time that I told you the story of Dolphins wide receiver Kenny Stills and how he stuck a knife in the back of Dolphins owner Stephen Ross, who has been not only nothing but nice, but has gone out of his way and devoted resources.
Yeah. Know the feeling.
And yes, he kneeled for the national anthem last night.
Yep, he did.
The end result of his temper tantrum is that people are canceling gym memberships for properties that Stephen Ross owns because Mr. Ross is hosting a fundraiser for Trump. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
reasons to cancel your gym membership.
Top reasons to cancel your gym membership.
The name of your gym is 24 Hour Fatness. They don't play enough mindless techno music for your liking.
See how different the voice sounds?
They get all judgy when you ask women not to clean the machines when they're done.
Laugh it up.
Damn right.
They've got your picture hanging up as a before poster. Yeah. You found a finger in the lap pool.
Ooh.
Jeez.
You're allergic to Axe body spray. Yeah. The last time you actually went to the gym was when Billy Ray Cyrus was unironically popular.
Achy breaky.
No one wants you to spot them on the bench press because it's obvious you're free balling.
Wear a jock. No. Always wear a jock.
For you to get laid, you don't need muscles. You need a miracle.
You better figure out which way your wheels are rolling, son.
What?
What did you just say?
You better figure out which way your wheels are rolling, son.
What does that even mean?
Yeah, what does that mean, Dave?
Just better figure out which way your wheels are rolling, bro. You better figure out which way your wheels are rolling, son.
My wife is an ordained minister, if that'll help.
Now, we don't... We want to make sure it's a real...
Yeah.
I mean, Stan's an ordained minister, but not really.
In two churches.
Yeah, but I don't want you performing any baptisms.
Nope. I won't perform it with water.
One less card in your wallet means more space for condoms.
Better see which wheels way your wheels are rolling.
Yeah, you better figure out which way your wheels are rolling, son. Omnidirectional.
And finally, the very top reason to cancel your gym membership.
Yes.
They don't offer what you really are looking for anyway.
What's that?
Nude spin classes. And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis!
Out of the building.
Left the building.
All right, email time. Ahoy at StanandHaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at StanandHaney.com.
Okay, okay.
Have you talked to Morgan yet? I just saw her in the hallway. Have you spoken with her?
Yeah, I've talked to her.
She's cool, right?
Everything's on the up and up.
Yeah,
she's
we're
cool.
Good. Yeah.
Let's start with Mark. Remember, he...
Because she was saying things about you.
Oh. Well, she was saying you're a no-show.
Let's start with the hate mail.
I haven't got... I'll get to him.
Well, thank you.
I'm going to start with something else. It's not. Remember, Dave, it's not all about you.
Oh, I know. Just the hate.
This is from Mark. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. It's Mark from Ohio. Thanks for reading my email on the air Wednesday about the Ted Nugent song. You wanted to know what city
Ohio for a stick pin.
I was from. So we're going to give him a stick pin. Rob, it is Ohio. Lima, Ohio. It is right up I-75, about 1,000 miles.
Yeah, that's right down the street from your house,
right around the corner, bro.
My father moved to Naples in 1989, and a few years later, I heard you guys on the radio. I have been listening to you guys ever since, from afternoons to early mornings, and back to where you guys belong, like the song says, in the afternoon.
God bless him. What a trooper.
Signed, Mark, from Lima, Ohio. Stickpin, Lima, Ohio. There it is, Haney, right there in the middle of the state there.
You know what? That is an awesome listener. Not only sticks with us through the time changes, but sticks with us from Naples all the way to Ohio.
Yeah, God bless him. Is that a Dave one? I left a lot of the Dave ones out because I didn't want you to be embarrassed because they used a lot of heavy terms. A lot of stuff where, you know, they went down checklists.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I am so tired of this. And speaking of which, Matt Mangus right now is in Naples at South Street holding court.
Yeah.
And I just want to make sure I'll say it one more time. Whatever you do, do not call him Matt Fungus.
No.
Do not go, pleasure to meet you, Mr. Mangina. Neither of those things is acceptable.
This is our question of the week. Inopportune time for the car to break down. Hello, fellas. This is Jake. Love the show. At Old Marlin Stadium, drinking all night, every inning we would grab a beer and sit in the new seat. A lot of places to sit there when the Marlins are playing. Waiting for the parking lot to empty, my buddy starts his Jeep and the radiator fan explodes, busted a hole right into the radiator. We make it 2 miles to a 7-Eleven. I thought we might stuff it with a watermelon or something. Evidently, we grabbed three packs of gum and shoved it into the radiator. Not the most shining moment of our lives. Make it a mile to a CVS. Bought some Mighty Putty. Plugged the holes. It lasted 30 miles home without a single leak.
There you go.
We took the back way through some rough parts of Miami, checking for leaks at every stoplight. Hail Mighty Putty. This is from Charlie. Guys, I had my 1986 Bronco 2 battery die on me when making out with a girl when I was 18 in high school back in 1989. Problem was, a cop pulls up to ask if I'm okay and what's up. Turns out she was a cop's daughter in that town. The cop looks at us and took us to the station, and all the way said, "I hope you have life insurance, son." For 3 hours, I was questioned and finally let go with no charges. Lesson learned. I was never to park with a girl in the same town her dad's a cop in. Signed, Charlie from Lake Placid. Oh, by the way, for Mr. Haney, if you want to have the best ice of your life in your home, order a pump system for a 5-gallon water jug. We live on a farm with well water. Bought a new fridge from the Home Depot and ordered the FlowJet BW5000 series bottled water plus dispensing system. It's only $130. Hook it right up to the refrigerator. With the filter in the fridge and filling up 5-gallon jugs at the local vending machine for less than $5, you'll never get better tasting ice in your life.
I'll have to remember that one. You say that's a FlowJet 5000?
Yeah, that was the FlowJet BW 5000 series.
Last I heard of a FlowJet, somebody had an old 3500, but it was still suitable.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Does that work with an old Norge?
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
This is the only one of the Dave ones that I saved. Many of them were pages long.
Jesus.
Yep.
Sorry about your Twinkies, Guardian.
Yeah, you should be. That's hard-earned money, you know? The money don't grow on trees with the Guardian.
I know, man.
Ahoy,
but
gentlemen.
But you did eat two of them.
Yep. Ahoy, gentlemen. This is for Dave. So, Dave, just what in the hell is your problem?
God.
You call off all week long because of a leg issue? Did you get it looked at by a doctor? If it's bad enough to miss work, but then to ignore and repeat attempts to contact you, especially Stan and Haney, is complete disrespect. And you wonder why Stan gets on you. I think it's pretty clear. You wonder why people think you're a loser. You try to blame your failure on some other people. Take some time and look inside and you will figure out who really is responsible. And it's you. Personally, I would kick you around until you get it. Get it together, yokehead.
Oh.
You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Boy, I wonder who could be calling in a little while. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
We've been ribbed. Ribbed for her pleasure. Hey, it's in the Bible. Look it up. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. We'll get you updated on traffic with Dave the Waterman. I'll tell you where Matt Mangus is for happy hour. Go on by and see him. And I haven't seen the phone ringing yet, but why do I have this feeling of doom? Let's get you updated. Jets Pizza.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right.
Woo! Woo Friday.
Yeah, give me woo, Stan.
Woo.
All right. No more enthusiasm than that?
I would do traffic
all
if
right,
I were
man,
you.
All right, three on the board here. We got two in North Fort Myers. Let's start. North Fort Myers, crash, Hancock Bridge Parkway and Orange Grove Boulevard. The other crash in North Fort Myers is at North Tamiami Trail and Pondella Road. In Estero, we have a hit and run at Fashion Drive right in front of the Apple Store. And that'll do traffic in another 30 minutes.
Right now, you can go and see Matt Mangus. He's hanging out at South Street City Oven and Grill for another K-Rock happy hour down there. Goodlett Frank Road and Pine Ridge Road in the Goodlett Corner Shopping Center in Naples. You got happy hour drink and food specials going on right now, K-Rock prizes, and you can sign up to win tickets to see Disturbed at Hertz Arena on September 19th. Matt Mangus at South Street until 6 o'clock. And you are up to date. Oh, there goes the phone line now. Ahoy. Hi, Billy. Oh, hi, Billy.
What's up, Billy?
Hey, guys. It's Friday.
Woo! Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's hear a woo. Come on. Woo, Billy. God.
Yeah. Who's ready for a cold beer?
Woo!
Give it woo, Billy. Woo.
Woo.
I know, I know the person I'm sitting next to right here is ready for a cold beer, huh, Dave?
Very funny,
Stan.
He was
ready for one Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday,
Thursday,
Friday,
Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, yeah.
Yeah, rock and roll.
That's the lifestyle, bro.
Hell yeah.
What's going on, Billy?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Dave?
Oh, yeah, bro.
I'm a little bit worried.
Yeah, what you worried about, pal?
I'm worried that I might be a pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
don't
why
worry.
Would you say that? You've been getting laid over the
Dave
summer.
Dave will welcome you to the club.
You've been drinking and partying, smoking. I mean, I think you've had a pretty successful summer.
Yeah, school starts next week.
Not cool, man.
I might not have been entirely truthful with you, Dave.
What have you done, bro? What'd you do?
I haven't gotten laid.
Oh, man. Come on, Billy.
Don't worry, Stan knew it.
And now something weird is going on at my house.
What's up, man? Your mom causing problems or something? What's the deal?
Not yet. But my Uncle Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Is this your real uncle?
Yeah, it's my dad's bro.
Okay.
He's been spending a lot of time at the house.
Right.
And he says it's because I need a male role model.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, where's your father? I know that your mom and dad are broken up, but don't you spend any time with your dad?
Not too much.
He's out partying, isn't he?
But your uncle has no problem spending time with your mom.
Yeah.
And they're saying you need a male role model.
Yeah. Yeah, they drink together and...
Oh.
And they mumble a lot about how important family is for a boy.
Mm-hmm. Does he ever stay overnight?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is something for Dave to answer.
No,
I mean,
Stan,
my hands are off.
Sounds like your mom's playing around there, buddy.
With blood. With dad blood.
Exactly. Not cool, man.
I hope not, but...
It sure sounds like it, and he's moving in, staying the night.
My uncle caught me listening to Simon and Garfunkel and said I'm a pussy.
Jesus, Billy.
You know what I want you to do, Billy? Watch the movie Tommy Boy, okay?
There you go.
It's perfectly all right. Yeah, a lot of people will go and say stuff like that, but whether it's Simon and Garfunkel, the Carpenters, the Kingston Trio.
What, maybe ABBA?
ABBA.
Something like
it's,
that.
It's okay.
Well, I don't know about all that, but I said, F you. You're not my dad,
right.
And the only reason I listen to Simon and Garfunkel, the only reason I know who they are is because there's a metal cover of them.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, yeah?
And I said...
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Yeah. And I said, you know what? If you were smart enough, you'd know that their lyrics are... all metal, like I am a rock.
I am an island. Yeah.
And a rock never cries. And island feels no pain.
Yeah, that is.
That's pretty metal.
Yeah, that's pretty heavy.
Damn metal.
And then they got this song, Mrs. Robinson.
Yeah.
That's about an older lady trying to bone a young guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I said, if that's not metal, I don't know what is. And now, unfortunately, so do you think Simon and Garfunkel are metal?
Dave?
No. I wouldn't say they're completely metal. I wouldn't pass up listening to you. You smoking, Billy?
Yeah.
What flavor this week?
Women's cigarettes.
Yeah, he doesn't have to worry about it. His uncle's with his mom right now.
Yeah, that's right, huh? Yeah, she gets off work early on Fridays, don't she?
Yeah, they're at Chili's.
Ah, the old 2-for-1 happy hour.
Yeah.
Nice.
You know about a happy hour there, don't you? That used to be your bar, Dave, right?
Yeah, it was one of them. One place I used to go to.
You get 2-for-1.
3 and 4.
You know, it'd be nice with all this talk about family that maybe I would be at Chili's, too. Have an old timer with cheese.
Some of the best. But you know, would you want to have a beer there too, while your uncle and your mom are looking at each other deep into their eyes? The best you could do there is to have like an iced tea or something. Where you're home by yourself right now, you can go and check out that fridge. I'm sure there's a little natty light in there.
Yeah, you know who else is metal? Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers is effing metal, man.
Come on.
Wouldn't you agree to that, Dave?
Nah, I couldn't say that I do, Stan. What's so metal about Kenny Rogers?
because Kenny Rogers tells me the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep.
Yep. Yeah. God. That's a Kenny Rogers classic right there.
Huh? All right. I'll have to go with it, Billy.
So, but he's not metal to you, Dave?
Kenny Rogers, no.
No?
No.
No. So, you got all your school supplies for next week? What grade are you going in, Billy?
Eighth
grade?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. You sure you're 12?
Yeah,
that's about right. That's about right. Dave doesn't know because he went to night school.
Yeah, I did, Billy. Yeah. I went to night school, man. That's where all the cool people go. You'll end up there.
I tried, but they said that's not for me.
Night school?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think because they want to go and socialize you with people your own age, and so that you can go and make friends. I don't know if I've ever asked you that, Billy. Do you have... What?
I screwed myself because my grades are too good.
Start failing some classes this year, man. Jeez. Just going ahead and just ACDC the test, bro.
Do you have any friends? Do you have any friends? Do you hang out with anybody?
No.
That's why you're going back to school, so you can make a new friend.
I'm telling you, Billy, your friends are at night school.
I'm telling Billy right now that if he calls you a friend and he's in the eighth grade and you're 45, something don't look right.
Well, I heard my Uncle Jim yelling at my mom the other night.
What did he say?
That if we don't do something, he's going to turn into an effing Walmart shooter.
Whoa!
Billy.
Oh, Billy, now I want to head this off at the pass right now. You don't have thoughts like that, do you?
No. He said it because I play video games. Everybody plays video games.
Yeah, but they're trying to bring violence into video games now, saying, and I don't disagree. I think there's a part of it that could trigger something.
He only watches Fox News, and he got really mad about it, and Fox News said that it's because of video games.
That's what they're saying. They say a lot of that stuff. I know when I go home, I play this game from like the 90s called Wolfenstein.
Oh, yeah, Castle Wolfenstein.
And I go and I use that, and it relieves a lot of tension and stress.
Oh, hell yeah. They got a new one just came out, you know.
What's it called?
Well, it's about B.J. Blazkowicz's two daughters and how they kill Nazis.
See, video games and all this killing.
Whoa.
That's a problem, Billy. You need to go and why don't you join Little League? Why don't you go and join like the soccer or basketball team? Try to do that. If not, go find some hobby at school. Join choir.
Grab a skateboard, bro.
Yeah. Every time I've tried to skate, they always call the cops.
Yeah, they do, bro. They do.
Got to skate in certain areas. I don't like the sound of this, Billy. No. I'm worried about you.
You shouldn't be worried about me. You should be worried about my uncle coming in and banging my mom and telling me what to do.
Yeah, that's pretty messed up, dude.
And
drinking at Chili's.
And now he's trying to act like a big shot because from his work, he got preseason tickets to the Dolphins.
Yeah, and did he ask you to go to the game with him?
Yeah, but I don't know how football works.
Do you have any interest in extracurricular things? Maybe to go and watch a football. You don't have to play football. Watch football and ask your uncle who's banging your mom and your dad doesn't know anything about it. I think you should tell him. Maybe he can take you and teach a little bit about football.
Yeah.
So are you saying maybe I should get the new Madden?
Not the new Madden.
That'll help him, Stan.
Oh, you have the old Madden, don't you?
No, I don't like Madden.
Oh, God.
But
you like guns.
But you'll buy a video game to learn about football, and you know all about the shoot 'em up video games.
Oh, yeah.
When was the last time you got to go outside and play until the sun got dark, the sun went down, where you just go out and hang out with your buddies and, yeah, skateboard.
Yeah.
Maybe go and do some hiking around. And
start smoking some weed.
Smoking some weed outside with your buds.
Well, that sounds great, doesn't it?
Yeah, but you don't have any friends.
You don't leave the room.
Because...
Are you being held hostage?
Because every time that I try to do something like that...
Yeah?
My mom has a couple of glasses of the box wine, and then she goes looking for me in my room to F with me, and then she comes out the front door yelling for the whole neighborhood, "Where the hell are you? You gave me a heart attack."
Yeah, that's not any good. Cops haven't had to be called to your house, have they?
I've been there, bro.
Where you hear the sirens and you automatically start to panic that it's you?
No, because I haven't called them yet.
Are you gonna?
I thought about it because I thought, you know what? They got weed all over the place. I could probably get them both busted.
And then you got nowhere to go. Then you become a ward of the
yeah,
city.
Yeah, you'd be in foster care, bouncing around homes, dude.
That ain't cool.
Or maybe finally then my dad would let me live with him and his hot girlfriend.
Now you're talking, bro.
And then what will that do to your Uncle Joe?
Uncle Jim.
Sorry, I'm not that up on your family tree. Mm-hmm. What will that do to Uncle Jim?
No, Uncle Joe's the one that went out to Fire Lake.
School starts in a week, huh?
It starts next week.
Wow.
We'll be back. Stan and Annie.
Go, go, where the passions are. Go, go, where the savings are.
Hey, kids, it's back to school time. So when you want to look super cool, go to Stan's Clothing City. It's where you'll find all the mod styles for guys and gals who want to be part of the in crowd. Be with it. Don't go back to school without first going to Stan's Clothing City. Check the yellow pages for the location near you.
Go, go, where the fashions are. Go, go, where the savings are. Save, save more on family clothing. Go, go.
To Stan's Clothing City.
We've been ribbed. Ribbed for her pleasure. Hey, it's in the Bible. Look it up. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney.
Boy, are you with it or what?
You better believe it. Groovy, man. Groovy. Or as it was said in the movie Death Wish 2. Reefa fine.
As was also said in the movie Death Wish 2.
You believe in Jesus. Lawrence Fishburne in Death Wish 2 gets shot in the face. He held up a boom box thinking it would protect him.
You believe in Jesus? Yes, sir. Well, you're going to meet him.
The rat? Rat? There he is. Dave's going to get us updated on traffic. Mark Haney in the news coming up. Rob's show back on tonight. He'll take over at 6 o'clock. Let's get you updated. Jets Pizza with Dave.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, all right, all right, Stan. Quitting time. Woo!
Woo!
Mark, woo.
Woo.
Text, right, did Dave eat all the Twinkies today?
No.
No, he did not. He
all right.
One and a half.
Stan
ate nearly as many Twinkies as Dave did.
Yep.
All right, one crash, North Fort Myers, Hancock Bridge Parkway, and Skyline Drive, and now do traffic. Number right. 30 minutes.
I got a little something from the local beat before Mark Haney officially kicks off with the news. This from NBC2, headline, driver leads deputies on wild chase, crashes head-on into car, then jumps from a moving truck.
Nice.
Dateline Fort Myers, a traffic stop turned into a wild chase through the streets of Fort Myers. Lee County deputies tried pulling over, Quinn Stafford near the corner of Carroll Road and U.S. 41 for not having his headlights on. But Quinn wouldn't stop. He kept driving onto Collier Avenue from U.S. 41 and slammed head-on into another car. But that still didn't stop him. He continued down Collier and proceeded to jump out of his moving truck. The report said he left a passenger behind as the truck hit a guardrail. When deputies caught up with Stafford and put him in handcuffs, they discovered he had two prior arrests for driving with a suspended license, and he has been arrested in Lee County 13 other times since 2013 for a wide range of offenses, including larceny, burglary, dealing in stolen property, fraud, trespassing, battery, and more.
That's just bad luck.
Yeah. He's only 25. And now,
what a bright future.
Yep. And faces five new charges, including his third offense for driving with a suspended license. He's currently being held in jail on a $47,000 bond.
You know, I think they just need to prepare a spot for him at Rayford,
yep.
Get him through orientation.
Yep. Show him how it's going to be for a good chunk of his life.
Oh, that will be his life.
Yeah. Get him through orientation.
Yeah, because that's where he's going. He's may as well, you know. It's like in high school, they see certain kids and say, oh, this one's college bound. Yep. This one should go to trade school. No. For his career, he needs to get into the state system as soon as possible.
So he can get acclimated.
And start making his bones.
Yep.
Because that's the rest of his life.
Yep. Mark Haney and the news.
Because what'll happen...
What?
Is, at this point...
Yeah.
Even if he has the best of intentions
right. In
life, let's say he sees the light
after 13 arrests
and the error of his ways.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. If he looks at a cop the wrong way, he's going to jail.
Yep.
And then all of it comes back. There'll be no doubt in any judge's mind, any jury's mind. He's already screwed,
yep. So
why not just put him there so he can get acclimated and make the best of it?
I was watching on the cable, Lockdown, and they had some young guy that had to go to prison. I guess to be acclimated and know the rights and wrongs and don't walk down this part of the cell block and stay away from the Puerto Ricans and stay away from the blacks and stay away from the white supremacists, that it takes about a month for you to learn all the ins and outs of prison life. And then after that,
you
can cope.
You mean just how not to get killed or raped.
Correct. Takes about a month. Mark Haney and the
news. Then you can get to work on, figuring out how you can maximize things.
They had in this thing, the young kid that came in there, he befriended another inmate.
Which is always a great idea.
Well, the other inmate was helping and showing him the ins and outs of what you should do. You do this, don't do that. Never go into this shower when other people are. And so his bunk, the new inmate, was right below the top of the hierarchy. He was above. And they showed him. He leaned down. The lead guy in the block said, I don't want you to be his friend anymore. And he's like, sure, anything you say. He ain't going to be around much longer. And then they went and talked about it, and they go back to it. And by the way, so-and-so is no longer in the cell block. Takes about a month. Jason and Todd from the Diamond District.
Well, they say, in Mississippi, they are so short-staffed in the prison system. They've got documents showing it. The gangs run the prisons.
Yeah. Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. Well, they even said, we run this place. The only thing we don't have are the keys.
but we run it.
Mother.
Direct from our newsroom in color. This is the evening news with Russ Hodge in Memphis, Tennessee, Dan Rather in New York, Bernard Kalb in Saigon, Marvin Kalb in Wellington, New Zealand, and Bert Quint in Quezon, South Vietnam.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Friday, August 9th.
Double M-X-I-X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know.
All right.
Red Lobster ran an all-you-can-eat crab promotion in 2003.
They sure did. They sure did.
This promotion caused Red Lobster to suffer a $3.3 million loss because they seriously underestimated how much crab Stan could actually eat.
Yeah. Now, the local buffets know this already. Red
Lobster.
Well,
you're banned from a lot of them.
Because I'll take my plate, and there could be tons of other stuff around there, but I'll wait by the steamer table until they bring out them crab legs.
I was with Stan in Las Vegas at the Wynn.
You did too.
No, I didn't.
You had plenty of crab legs and shrimp and stuff.
Stan goes to the buffet, and as I'm, you know, getting a little of this and a little of that,
sure.
Stan's plate remains empty. Both plates empty. And then we reach the portion of the buffet with Alaskan king crab legs.
Never saw so many crab legs. The thing like went for a mile and it was like all crab legs over ice. There was tons of crabs.
Stan loaded two plates with exclusively crab legs. Sat down, consumed them all, went back, loaded both plates again with nothing. That's all he had to eat that day was Alaskan king crab.
It's not like I had that much at... We went to the Wynn.
Twice.
I know. And each of us, because we just got our Players Club card, said after you get so many points, you can have a free buffet. Now, in Vegas, the Wynn's buffet is one of the best
top
on
shelf.
The entire strip. I mean, it
I would
is
imagine it's
top
one of
shelf.
The best in the world.
Oh, I would, yes. And so the first day we went there.
Because whatever you're thinking about buffet, if you haven't been there.
You can't imagine it. And so the first day we had points. So it was buffet for two on Haney's card. And yeah, I enjoyed a lot of king crab. There it is. Look at it.
Yeah.
I mean, acres. Rob, this place was like heaven. And so I remember as you were
a
lot of shrimp and crab.
I remember as you were eating it, you were going, I can't believe this.
Yeah. And so we went and we were so full. And then we said, well, no worries. We know where we're eating tomorrow night. And then we used my card for two more free buffets. It was awesome. And I mean, not only the seafood, but they had a filet mignons. And they had like game birds you could eat. They had everything. Look at that. There's somebody who took pictures. Look at this beautiful place. This place is...
It was ridiculous how good it was.
The bakery that they had, the pastries and stuff, they had like chefs everywhere.
And you're looking at all this stuff, and instead of just being able to enjoy a good meal... You're looking around at all this stuff and going, boy, it's a shame I can only eat so much. It's almost like I'm losing money if I don't get myself another steak.
Jeez, I can
barely get...
Lobster
tail. And
I'm talking, they'll give you a hinge a whole New York strip.
And if you wanted a second, you could get one.
As far as food goes, that was the craziest thing I've ever seen.
It was amazing.
And you say I'm exaggerating. I don't think so.
Well, we both...
I'm not disputing that, but I'm saying you ate one specific thing and a lot of it.
Gotta go where the value is.
Exactly. You're losing money if you don't eat all the crab legs. Are we all familiar with the compact disc?
Yeah. I still use them.
Now, a compact disc holds precisely 74 minutes of music. Why 74 minutes?
Because with plastic discs, vinyl discs, you had a side A and a side B. Get it all just on one disc. You don't have to turn. It just went right into side B.
There is a very specific reason.
What?
When Sony and Philips were creating compact discs, the standard they used was that one disc should be able to hold the entirety of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, which comes in right about 74 minutes.
All right. And by the way, yes, Texture, the Wynn Buffet comes with all the fixes.
It's beyond the fixes.
Beyond fixes.
It's stuff you never even thought you wanted.
I think, didn't they have a one section where it was caviar?
Yes.
There was breads in the caviar.
I just remember the whole time we were there, us looking back and forth at each other and going, what the? This shouldn't be. How is this possible?
I even think they had a champagne fountain.
They did. And it's that uneasy feeling where you know deep down, I don't belong here.
We don't belong. But we gambled enough. We gambled so much over there. I remember when we were checking out checking in our players club cards at different hotels. Are you a guest at this hotel? Why, no, I'm not. Well, we'd like you to be one next time you come to Las Vegas.
I'm sure they would. You know, you and I both have a deep and abiding love of history.
Yep.
We want to know what happened.
Everything. I want to soak it up.
But most of history ends up being receipts. They were all excited when they found the Rosetta Stone and said, okay, now maybe we can figure out these Egyptian hieroglyphics.
Yeah.
And they found out, okay, well, this is for 10 bags of grain.
Bookkeeping.
Yeah, it's all receipts. But receipts can tell a story. I'm not sure it's a very good one, but they can. We know this because George Washington went shopping early on July 4th, 1776.
I got two errands to run. Big day, yeah, big day, but he had errands to run.
And we have the receipts.
You have George Washington's receipts on
yes.
July 4th, 1776.
This is literally just prior to the Declaration of Independence being signed. He's out running errands. What did he get?
What?
He picked up some veal, beets, potatoes, and he needed a broom.
What a great meal. And cleanup. With a broom, cleanup's a breeze.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Modern technology.
Yep. You got to take a break. We're very, very late talking about that damn Wynn Buffet.
Oh.
Jesus.
It's something you never forget.
No. All over a bunch of cracked ice.
A lot of lemon wedges. In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Patrick. Planning a wedding can be a daunting task. Imagine your elation if you received a call and were given 20% off the price of your wedding venue. Or the wedding dress designer surprised you and let you know you could have 20% off the dress you've dreamed of for years. Well, I'm not sure you'll receive either of those calls, but I'd like to share with you that our friends Jason and Todd with the Diamond District would like to give you 20% off your wedding bands this Saturday and Sunday only, August 10th and 11th, during the Diamond District's Summer Wedding Band Expo. This is the best time of year to buy your wedding bands, with the lowest prices and largest selection from America's top bridal designers only at the Diamond District. Save 20% off manufacturer's direct pricing. So what's the next best thing to the 20% of the people you don't want to attend your wedding staying home? It's 20% off your wedding bands from Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. And they'll throw in 12 months interest-free financing.
At the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News
on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, we did this story at the time. You may recall it as well. 2 years ago, a restaurant called Sweet Dixie Kitchen in Long Beach, California, made national news when one of their customers figured out what Sweet Dixie Kitchen was up to.
Sweet Dixie.
What they did was they'd send an employee over to Popeye's, buy a bunch of fried chicken,
yeah,
and pass it off as their own home cooking. When confronted, they admitted it. Sort of. Their quote at the time, "It has always been our goal to feature local food and guest chefs."
Ah.
So I guess sending someone to the Popeye's drive-thru is locally sourced food.
Yeah, from a guest chef.
Well, my oh my, how things have changed. Sweet Dixie Kitchen not only survived that scandal, somehow out of it, they developed a great relationship with Popeye's. Because Popeye's just teamed up with Sweet Dixie Kitchen,
all right,
to debut Popeye's first ever chicken sandwich.
Look at that thing.
Popeye's has never sold a chicken sandwich. The first one goes on sale nationwide on Monday. But people in Long Beach are ahead of the game because they can try it today, exclusively available at Sweet Dixie Kitchen. The head of marketing for Popeye's says, quote, "We feel honored that the team at Sweet Dixie Kitchen likes our chicken so much. To acknowledge their admiration, we are granting them special access to pre-launch our new chicken sandwich."
Absolute Law text line. Oh, the large shrimp at the Wynn already peeled.
Yes.
I kept saying to my wife, "I can't believe this." Now, the only thing the Wynn could have done was to remove the seeds from those lemon wedges.
I got no criticism.
None.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, and I remember you taunting me because I go, okay, I'm full. Haney, they got soft serve ice cream over there. You're doing yourself a disservice by not having it. You need to go over there.
Yep.
And I come back with three bowls of ice cream.
Yep. I went over there because I took this, like, some of the triple layer cake and added ice cream to it.
Like the Beverly Hillbillies showed up.
Yeah.
Ooh, doggy.
Yeah.
Looky here.
Jed and Jethro.
Yep. Did I say Bill?
Yes.
I'm going to warn you, this story is absolutely disgusting.
Oh, I remember this in the headlines. You couldn't even read.
There is nothing at all redeeming about this.
Go ahead.
There is a 63-year-old man in Deltona, Florida.
God's country.
And a few weeks back, he decided to host a weekend-long orgy at his home.
Oh, God.
And he knows the key to any successful event is advertising. He advertised it on a gay social media site.
Jeez.
And about 20 dudes looking for action showed up.
Yep.
Now, the 63-year-old host says he was pretty sure he knew about a quarter of the dudes there.
Right, he knew the Indian chief, the mechanic.
Well, once it was all over and all 20 dudes were satisfied.
Oh, God.
That's when the host realized someone had stolen his 9mm handgun off his nightstand. That's like what happened to you.
What? Don't compare me to this. What?
Didn't you have a musical instrument stolen while you were having a party?
I did.
And you couldn't do anything about
this. This had nothing to do with a gay orgy.
But you can relate. Police are having a hard time tracking down suspects since the theme of the orgy, the official theme,
yeah,
was, quote, anonymous sex.
This is sick.
So all the dudes were wearing masks and using code names. The police are not hopeful. They have classified the case as, quote, suspended or inactive. A reluctant sheriff's department spokesman says, quote, we're probably not going to solve this one.
They have to wait until that gun's used.
Yep. All right, sir, take me back to the beginning. Yeah. Well, it all started with an ad.
A gay ad.
And that's the news for today, Friday, August 9th.
Double MXIX.
I told you there was nothing redeeming there.
Nothing.
I am.
Little Mudhoney. Yeah, that's it. Telling it.
Right there.
Like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news.
What are we going to do with all these damn Twinkies?
Rob, you hungry? You hungry? You need some?
Not that many. But yeah.
No, but have one. Yeah. I think you know what? And God knows, it's the weekend coming up. The riffraff
Although,
that comes in here.
You know
will
what?
Eat it.
Just leave them here. They'll be gone.
I guarantee it. I guarantee it. You get the weekenders.
I bet
here.
You even the box will disappear.
Yep. Just don't get the one Dave threw up in. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96 Garrett.
Tell Haney to put out his smoke and get his ass in here. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for spending your week with us. Still a few minutes to go see Matt Mangus down at South Street for happy hour down in Naples. Goodlick Frank Road and Pine Ridge Road. Let's get a final look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Brought to you by Jet's Pizza.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Okay, a couple of things on the board, both of them Fort Myers. Crash, Woodland Boulevard and Beacon Street. The other one is a crash, Veronica Shoemaker Boulevard and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Let's laugh.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I was recently given a gift certificate for a massage, which I will never use because I am not one of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I've gotten a massage before, but I find it hard to justify a massage. Like, you know what I deserve? To have someone I don't know rub my body. Because massages are always from strangers. We get massages from strangers because we can't count on the people who love us to touch us. So we pay total strangers. Hey, I know nothing about you. Why don't I take off my clothes and climb on this padded dining room table? And you can do whatever you want. We know nothing about these people. I don't even ask if they're a masseuse. Well, you're dressed like an orderly in a mental ward. Why don't I get in the most vulnerable position I can think of? How about face down on the donut pillow? Does that work for you? Because then I can look at your feet and imagine you're grabbing knives. What do we really know about massage therapists? They like to rub strangers for money while they listen to the Avatar soundtrack. That's a red flag. Those are the traits of a serial killer. Because they're busy imagining making a suit out of my skin. Because they're murderers. They already put the lotion in the basket.
Have yourselves a great weekend. Rob Show up next at 6 o'clock. Lord willing, we're back here on Monday at 2 o'clock. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy. Hi, Billy. Oh, hi, Billy.
What's up, Billy?
I'm a little bit worried. Something weird is going on at my house.
What's up, man? Your mom causing problems or something? What's the deal?
Not yet. But my Uncle Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Is this your real uncle?
Yeah, it's my dad's bro.
Okay.
He's been spending a lot of time at the house. And he says it's because I need a male role model.
Yes. Where's your father? I know that your mom and dad are broken up, but don't you spend any time with your dad?
Not too much.
He's out partying, isn't he?
But your uncle has no problem spending time with your mom.
Yeah.
And they're saying you need a male role model.
Well, I heard my Uncle Jim yelling at my mom the other night.
What did he say?
That if we don't do something, he's going to turn into an effing Walmart shooter.
Whoa, Billy. Oh, Billy, now I want to head this off at the pass right now. You don't have thoughts like that, do you?
No, he said it because I play video games. Everybody plays video games.
Yeah, but they're trying to bring violence into video games now, saying, and I don't disagree. I think there's a part of it that could trigger something.
He only watches Fox News, and he got really mad about it, and Fox News said that it's because of video games.
That's what they're saying. They say a lot of that stuff. I know when I go home, I play this game from like the 90s called Wolfenstein.
Oh, yeah, Castle Wolfenstein.
And I go and I use that, and it relieves a lot of tension and stress.
Oh, hell yeah. They got a new one just came out, you know.
What's it called?
It's about B.J. Blazkowicz's two daughters and how they kill Nazis.
See, video games and all this killing.
Whoa.
That's a problem, Billy. You need to go and why don't you join Little League? Why don't you go and join like the soccer or basketball team? Try to do that. If not, go find some hobby at school. Join choir.
Grab a skateboard, bro.
I've tried to skate. They always call the cops.
Yeah, they do, bro. They do.
Got to skate in certain areas. I don't like the sound of this, Billy.
No.
I'm worried about you.
You shouldn't be worried about me. You should be worried about my uncle coming in and banging my mom and telling me what to do.
Yeah, that's pretty messed up, dude.
And
drinking at Chili's.
And now he's trying to act like a big shot because from his work, he got preseason tickets.
Yeah.
To the Dolphins.
Yeah. And did he ask you to go to the game with him?
Yeah, but I don't know how football works.
You don't know how football works. Do you have any interest in extracurricular things? Maybe to go and watch a football. You don't have to play football. Watch football and ask your uncle who's banging your mom and your dad doesn't know anything about it. I think you should tell him. Maybe he can take you and teach a little bit about football.
Yeah.
So are you saying maybe I should get the new Madden?
Not the new Madden.
That'll help him, Stan.
Oh, you have the old Madden, don't you?
No, I don't like Madden.
Oh, God.
But
you like guns.
But you'll buy a video game to learn about football, and you know all about the shoot 'em up video games.
Oh, yeah.
When was the last time you got to go outside and play until the sun got dark, the sun went down, where you just go out and hang out with your buddies and, yeah, skateboard,
yeah,
maybe go and do some hiking around and
start smoking some weed.
Smoking some weed outside with your buds.
Well, that sounds great, doesn't it?
Yeah, but you don't have any friends.
You don't leave the room.
Because...
Are you being held hostage?
Because every time that I try to do something like that,
yeah,
my mom has a couple of glasses of the box wine, and then she goes looking for me in my room to F with me, and then she comes out the front door yelling for the whole neighborhood, "Where the hell are you? You gave me a heart attack."
Yeah, that's not any good. Cops haven't had to be called to your house, have they?
I've been there, bro.
Where you hear the sirens and you automatically start to panic that it's you?
No, because I haven't called them yet.
Are you gonna?
I thought about it because I thought, you know what? They got weed all over the place. I could probably get them both busted.
And then you got nowhere to go. Then you become a ward of the
yeah,
city.
Yeah, you'd be in foster care, bouncing around homes, dude.
That ain't cool.
Or maybe... Finally, then my dad would let me live with him and his hot girlfriend.
Now you're talking, bro.
And then what will that do to your Uncle Joe?
Uncle Jim.
Sorry, I'm not that up on your family tree. Mm-hmm. What will that do to Uncle Jim?
No, Uncle Joe's the one that went out to Fire Lake.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.